660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Central Missouri Multipurpose Building on the UCM campus in Warrensburg. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm Sean Coffey. It's game two of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. The Northwest Missouri State men come in 13-4, 6-2 in the NCAA. That's good for second place in the conference standings. Central Missouri comes in at 13-3, and they're 7-1 in NCAA play, and they're the top team in the NCAA. Matt Gorder, big matchup coming up this afternoon.
Yeah, it really is. It's a chance for Northwest to get into a tie for first place in the NCAA, and that's coming at the tail end of this January, where they've played the bulk of their games on the road. And the Central, if you look at them, they're kind of in the opposite situation. They've played the bulk of their games at home through the month of January. They go and play most of their road games in February. So when you think about it, two teams tied for first place, who would you have to give the edge to? The team that's got the more home games in the second half of the season. So that's what really makes it big for Northwest today.
We're having a chance to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest and Central Missouri going through their pregame warm-ups. When we come back, we'll have more on our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Warrensburg with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Central and Northwest going through their pregame warm-ups. Again, it's a matchup for the top two teams in the NCAA. And Matt, when you look at the Mules, statistically, nothing really stands out. They're really in the middle of the pack in most all of the categories that are kept statistically in the NCAA. The one thing that does stand out, they just win. They've won seven straight and nine out of the last ten.
Yeah, the one thing with Central, what makes them a different team is they are more of a team this year than what we usually see. You know, they've always had a star or two that really stands out, and then if you get a few other guys that play okay, then that's how they were winning ball games. But now they're just winning ball games as a team. So that's what happens. You don't get a lot of big statistical numbers when you've got a whole bunch of guys contributing, and that's what Central's got this year.
They're a team that plays a lot of zone defense, and the thing they have to feel good about as far as Northwest coming into today's game, they're playing much better against the zone now than they were maybe 10 days ago.
Yeah, and the big key is they've started to attack the zone. When they first started seeing the zone, which was that game against Missouri Western, they kind of looked a little nervous about it, wasn't real sure about what to do about it, weren't aggressive. The ball was around the perimeter and quite a bit away from the three-point line on the perimeter most of the time. But what we have seen now is them to start attack that zone, because everybody's been playing zone against them for that reason. And once when they get after it, especially like they did against Southwest Baptist on Tuesday, they can score against that zone, so hopefully they'll continue to be aggressive.
Northwest and Central going through the pregame warm-up. We'll be back here more from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
Don Foley, a Creston, Iowa native, graduated with a master's degree from Northwest in the summer of 1978 and says he enjoyed his relationships with his instructors during his time on the Maryville campus.
I worked on a graduate degree in agriculture, kind of the agriculture business area, and just had some outstanding professors, a couple of which I've kind of maintained a little bit of contact with, and I know just retired from Northwest here in the last couple of years or so, in fact, and I think that made a lot of it easier for me, and made it something that kind of helped the experience during the time.
Foley says his education from Northwest helped form the base of a very successful career in agricultural lending.
I took a lot of those experiences, whether it be working with livestock or farmers in general, and understanding their complex financial needs and putting that to use. And also, I think, working on communicative skills and things that I could use to kind of help better position myself to do a good job for a lending company for the rest of my lifetime.
Foley recently was named to the Northwest Foundation Board and says he's looking forward to giving back to the university.
When the opportunity came up to devote some time to the foundation and do some work toward the continual improvement of Northwest, I jumped at the opportunity.
Foley has been a successful high school and college basketball referee and baseball umpire for 35 years and has been inducted into the Iowa High School Coaches and Officials Hall of Fame.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to our pregame before this afternoon's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Central Missouri in Warrensburg. And we're joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, big matchup this afternoon. The number one or two teams in the MIAA getting ready to go out of here.
Yeah, it should be an exciting contest. You know, I think the thing with us is we got to come in and play with energy right to start and kind of keep the game close early and then be able to win at the end.
I think when you talk about playing with energy right from the start, that's something you've been able to do the last two ball games very well.
Yeah, the way we've started, we started a little different lineup, a group that's always ready in practice, a group that's consistently ready for games. So we started them, and it seemed to help with our energy, and it also helps if the team makes a run right off the bat. They don't hang their heads. They just keep competing.
And when you look at Central Missouri, they're a team that statistically really are kind of in the middle of the pack in a lot of things they do, but what they do is they win basketball games.
Yeah, they compete. They're really athletic, super talented, most talented team in the league by far. And so, you know, you've just got to come in, you got to take them out of their stuff, and then you got to do what we do best, and that's rebound and defend.
When you talk about their talent, what are some of the things that concern you with their talent level?
I just their overall athleticism, their length defensively could give us problems. As far as offensively, I think we'll be okay as long as we keep them in the half court and guard them there.
Now, as far as their defense, expecting to see some zone out of Central today?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, that seems to be what everybody does against us, and that's fine. I mean, we were fine against SBU. We were fine against Central Oklahoma, and we'll be fine against them. So, whatever they do, we'll be ready for it, and the philosophy doesn't change. Go inside out and go to the offensive glass.
Yeah, it seems like the team's much more confident attacking the zone right now.
They are. Well, we move the basketball. We're confident to know that if we move it, eventually we'll get something. You don't have to force the action. You just let the action come to you, and we've done a better job of doing that.
Again, a lot of basketball left to be played in the MIAA season, but it's nice to be playing big games such as this at this point in the year.
Yeah, it's fun for our kids. You know, I think every game's the same for me. It's always a challenge, and you've got to be ready to play. But, I think for our kids, though, to come down here and play in a place we haven't won yet and try to get a win, it's a great opportunity.
Well, you've been able to do that at a couple places this season.
Yeah, and we're trying to do it again here. So we've got a great chance. They don't come to our place this year, so we get to come here and have a chance to win.
All right, Coach, good luck today.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back at the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
For the second consecutive year and third time in 4 years, the Northwest cheerleading team carries the Universal Cheerleaders Association Division II National Championship to Maryville. Head coach Jason Sack says the team is more than a team, they are family.
They always get together during those two-a-day practices. They would get together and have like game board nights, pasta nights, that kind of stuff. They do lots of stuff together that's not required by me to do for them. They do it on their own. They want to get together and do some things. They really try to, both groups, they try to break up the monotony of being here for so long and being stuck in the gym by themselves alone.
Sack says the music selection has to do with the attitude of the group.
The music kind of usually fits with, number one, what the kids are motivated by, and number two, kind of their overall attitude. I mean, both of the groups had in their song choices one of a song called Work Hard, Play Hard. So that was something that really kind of they focused on this year, was working really hard and enjoying what they're doing. So that's how they're playing.
Zach says they were scared the team wouldn't be where they needed to be when viewing the competition.
It was close. It was cheer won by 1.4. And in steppers, when they finished for hip-hop, there was 1.6 between first and fourth place. So both groups were, not exactly leading out in front of everybody, just cleaning everybody out.
Seniors Jesse Kranick and Randy Myers say despite stereotypes of cheerleaders, the team eats healthy and are not anorexic.
No, God, no. If somebody knew how I ate, they would be embarrassed for me. My mom always says that I eat like a linebacker.
Senior Reed Operella says the national championship puts Northwest on the map.
I couldn't be happier with getting back-to-back championships. I'm proud to leave my legacy on the team, and hope going forward, people can, come on in and realize that we have a winning mentality here. So let's work hard, play hard.
Head coach Jason Sack says another national championship means excellent recruitment for the coming years, with many graduating seniors.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Back at Multi-Purpose Building on the campus of Central Missouri. Northwest and Central Missouri getting ready to tip off in the men's portion of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. Earlier this afternoon, Central Missouri's women came back from at one point a 16-point deficit to defeat Northwest this afternoon, 60-52. Taking a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for Northwest, they'll be starting at one of the guard spots. Bryson Williams, a 6 foot senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette, averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds a game. Tyler Funk, also starting at a guard, a 6'3 junior out of Kearney, Missouri. It's his third straight start, averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds a game. Also, D'Angelo Haley in the lineup as one of the forward spots. Haley coming in, averaging 14 points and 5 rebounds per game. The leading scorer for, and one of the leading scorers for Northwest, along with Dylan Starzum. Haley, a 6'3 senior out of Detroit, Michigan, and Kankakee Community College out of Illinois, transferring into the Bearcat program a year ago. And also inside for Northwest will be Kyle Slake, a 6'10 junior from Perth, Nebraska, averaging 5 points and 5 rebounds a game. And Dylan Starzl, a 6'8 junior from Kearney, Missouri, averaging 14 points and 5 boards a game, just barely scoring more than Haley per game, averaging 14.5 points per game, and Haley at 14.4 points per contest. Starzl, second in MIAA in field goal shooting percentage at 65.3%, sixth in MIAA in offensive rebounds, and ninth in MIAA in block shots per game. For the Mules, a little bit of a different look in their lineup due to Reggie Stallings out with an ankle injury. A 6'4 senior of Flint, Michigan, who's averaging 10 points and 5 boards a game, turned his ankle against Missouri Western on Wednesday and not expected to play this afternoon. So Ryan Mogjosh getting the start in his place, just his second start of the season. Mogjosh, a 6'3 junior from Overland Park, Kansas, and transfers in from Johnson County Community College, averaging 5 points and 2 rebounds per contest. Also at a guard is Matt Webb, a 6'8", actually starting inside is Matt Webb, a 6'8 senior out of Kansas City, Missouri, a transfer from State Fair Community College. He's 7th in the MIAA in field goal percentage at 54%, averaging 8 points and 5 boards a game. Then you look at the rest of pretty much guard type of lineup. Lance Beckwith, a 6 foot senior out of Raleigh, North Carolina, and West Tech Community College, averaging 8 points and 5 boards a contest. Dominic Long, a 6'6 senior redshirt out of Waynesville, Missouri, and transfers to Central Missouri from Drury. He's 12th in the MIAA scoring at 15 points per game. He averages 5 boards a contest as well. And also Widget Washington in the lineup. Widget's a 6 foot senior, a transfer from Kansas City, Missouri, and Northeastern Colorado Community College, averaging 12 points and 3 rebounds a game. He's 6th in the MIAA in assists at just about 5 per game. Also 11th in the conference in steals. So a very good ball player in Widget Washington, rounding out the starting lineup for the Mules. Head coach Kim Anderson, who's in his 11th season as head coach at Central Missouri with a record 235-85. For Coach Ben McCollum in his fourth season at Northwest, he'll lead his team to a three-race tie over the MIAA title last year in the regular season, sharing it with Central Missouri and Washburn. We're about ready to go. Northwest and Central Missouri. We'll be back getting ready for the tip-off from Warrensburg right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131 or MarysvilleGlassAndLock.com.
The Northwest Missouri State Bearcat baseball team is picked to finish 10th in the MIAA preseason coaches poll released this week by the conference office. Defending champion Central Missouri was tabbed as the team to beat once again this season. The Bearcat baseball team will open up the 2013 season on February 8th when they begin a three-game series at Arkansas-Monticello. The Northwest softball team was picked 8th in their preseason coaches poll. Defending champion Emporia State earned the top spot. The Bearcat softball team opens up their season February 9th when they travel to Leavenworth, Kansas for a doubleheader with St. Mary's.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarysvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank.
Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Warrensburg, along Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. We're just a few moments away from tip-off time. Northwest at 13-4, 6-2 in the MIAA. Central Missouri is at 13-3 and 7-1 in MIAA play. The Mules in first place in the conference standings coming into today's action. Northwest in second place, just a game behind. So a big matchup really for both of these teams, but I think really for Northwest coming into today's contest. Before we get set for the tip-off time, time now for our national anthem. National anthem performed by the Central Missouri Pep Band. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, we've got a crowd that's really befitting of what is going to be a very big crowd here today.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's military appreciation today here as well at the multi-purpose building, so they've been recognizing, honoring, and thanking all of the military that not only is here, but of course not here as well, and just thank them for their service.
And besides Military Appreciation Day here at the Multipurpose Building, coaches for both of these teams are wearing tennis shoes, part of a cancer awareness campaign that's been in college basketball for a number of years now, the Coaches versus Cancer promotion.
Yeah, you take a look. It's always fun to see what kind of tennis shoes the coaches come out with in their suits. You know, Thomas Brock and Andy Peterson for Northwest got the white shoes going, and of course, with the black pants and the suits, the white seems a little bit wider on days like this, but definitely a great cause, and it's neat to see the coaches in tennis shoes like that. And, you know, having those white shoes sticking out, it does remind you of the cause and why they are out here wearing those today.
For the Mules, as the lineup will be introduced in front of a great crowd here at the Multipurpose Building, they'll be without Reggie Stallings this afternoon. Turned an ankle and then went over Missouri Western on Wednesday night. 6'4 senior at Flint, Michigan. That's a pretty big cog out of their lineup. A guy that averages nearly double figures at 9.5 points per game and almost 5 rebounds a contest.
Yeah, anytime you lose a starter, that's more likely than not going to be a big loss for your team. And he's a guy that has been in the starting lineup. Obviously, the numbers, you've got to figure out a way to replace those numbers in the lineup as well. So we'll see if Northwest can take advantage. The Cats were already going to have an advantage inside, now have an even more advantage inside with Stallings, their center, out of the lineup.
And Northwest, for the third game in a row, going with this particular starting lineup, with Bryson Williams, Tyler Funk, D'Angelo Haley, Kyle Slake, and Dylan Starzl. And it's been a lineup that's really gotten the team out to a couple of good starts here in the last week.
Yeah, and you know, that's important when you're on the road, is getting out to good starts. Of course, it's very important to do it at any ball game, but it seems like it's even more important on the road. That lineup seems to be working. We've seen them play with the lineup a little bit, but this is the point they want to get to. Get to that lineup that works right from the start, so you know those are the guys that you can consistently go with. And then you also have to work from there to figure out who your sixth man is, who the guys that can come off the bench at what points in the game and perform best for you.
one player we're seeing getting a few more minutes now after a great finish to the Lincoln game is Lyle Harris. He's getting about 5-6 minutes a game now and really making the most of it.
Yeah, you know, when we saw him come in, score 10 points in a 3 minutes, even though it was a loss, his individual performance right there earned him some more time. And, you know, this is something where the coaches see him in practice and every day. And so the decision to get him more minutes didn't solely come from that performance against Lincoln. His action in practice, his work in practice has also helped him earn more minutes in game time.
Well, what he does too, I think also is he kind of helps out and filling a void left by Deshaun Cooper's been out with that knee injury since the start of the season. Kind of gives you a little more quickness at that point guard position.
Yeah, that's for sure. And, you know, he's it's another thing, too, with him not having seen much action. Defenses don't know a lot about him. So if you're quick, have that quick first step, and the defense doesn't know much about you, it's going to make it that much easier to have some success. And he's been able to take advantage of that.
Central Missouri's lineup to be introduced here as they have a new message board right above Jeff Ball's circle, and it's quite a message board here with a video board to go along with the scoreboard, and then they've got two scoreboards on each end of the multi-purpose building as well. But Matt, we're talking about this at the start of the women's game, but again, it's another university which is putting a lot of money into their basketball facility.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, and we're starting to see that build a little bit in the MIAA. Seen a lot of football facilities with work in recent years, last decade really, and that is going to continue. But now we're starting to see that carry over into basketball arenas and seeing some upgrades at some different basketball arenas around the league.
And this has really been one of the top venues around the conference for a number of years.
Yeah, it has. You know, they've gotten good crowds out here. It's been a tough place for opponents to come in and play. It's a very energetic crowd. It's big today. It hasn't always been big, but it seems like whoever does come out, they come out here to cheer on their mules, and they definitely get into the ballgame.
I think that's why it's as important here as anywhere to jump out to a great start.
Yeah, take them out of the ballgame. Don't let them get into it too much. You know, they'll even still figure out a way here to get into it when you get out to a good start, but it won't be anywhere near what happens when we've seen Central come out and just hit shots from the outside left and right, and this crowd can help bury an opponent a lot quicker. So that's why you got to get out to a good solid start.
Northwest coming out at mid-court, getting ready for the jump to start this game. The officials for today, Nathan Chitwood, along with Tom Savela and Rick Fields. Northwest in their traveling green uniforms, the black numerals with the white trim. And most of the players with the green shoes. Dylan Starr's wearing white shoes again today. And for Central Missouri, there are white home uniforms with the black numerals and the red trim. Matt Webb, the jump center for Central Missouri. Jumping up against Dylan Starzl. Webb at 6'8", and Starzl at 6'8". The tip is up, and it is controlled. Now rolled into the backcourt. Finally controlled by Northwest as D'Angelo Haley will have it. Northwest from our left to our right in this first half. Haley with the dribble on the right side. Pulls up the dribble. Goes cross-court left side for Funk. Looks on the left wing for Bryson Williams. Williams out front. Gets it to Funk on the right side on the wing to Haley as the Mules open up man-to-man to start this one. Pass on the baseline right. Goes to Schlage. Schlage out front right. They get it to Haley. Haley bounce pass. Full right for Starzl. Trying to post up with Webb. Spins on the right side. Up with the shot. Blocked away by Webb. And the rebound inside by Dominic Long for Central Missouri. Webb with his 12th block of the season. Mules trying to run the break. Cats get back quickly on defense. Beckwith goes off the left side. Gets it to Widget Washington, who's guarded by Williams. Trying to drive to the left baseline. Crossover dribble. Now to the baseline on underneath the bucket. Kicks it to the right side for Beckwith. Now to the top of the key. Markjoss. Markjoss through the lane. Kicks it left side. Washington inside the arc. Takes the jumper off the front of the rim. And Haley clears the board for Northwest. Game scoreless just underway. Haley into the front court left side. Out to Slate trailing on the play between the circles. Now to Funk. Quick pass left wing goes to Haley in front of the Mule bench. Dribbles to the left baseline. A runner on the way. Hits the side of the backboard. But trailing on the play with Slate. He misses his putback. Rebound out front. Tipped by Modjosh. And controlled by Long. And now Long with it on the left side. A long three over Starzl. Knocks it down. Dominic Long, a 6'6 player, can step out on the perimeter. And he knocked down the three. And it's a 3-0 Mule lead over Northwest. Haley on the left side gets it to Funk, trying to drive on Markjoss. Out front near the timeline, Williams off the right side, Haley. Haley to the top of the key, finds Slate. Left side pass tipped away, and it is picked up off the steal by the Mules. Driving and laying up and in was Markjoss. Hargis making the most of getting a start, just his second start of the season, starting in place of Reggie Stallings. He had the steal and the bucket, and it's a 5-0 Yale lead. Now another turnover out front as Washington takes it from Williams. Scoops the pass out top the key. Another three by Long this time to Hart. Starzl in the lane. Clears the rebound for the Northwest Bearcats. 5-0 Northwest Missouri State trails. Into the front court off the right side goes Williams. Right side near the corner for Funk. Trying to look low. Nothing there. High post right. Slate. Out between the circles. Gets it to Haley. Left side for Williams. Drives past Washington to the baseline. Feeds in the lane. Starzl puts it up and in. Northwest with their first buck of the game. 5-2, the Bearcats in front. 17-23 left in the first half. Into the front court, Lance Beckwith, the senior out of Raleigh, North Carolina, goes on the right wing with a pass from Mark Joss, picked up by Funk. On the left side, Washington. Out to the top of the key, Beckwith. Back to Washington, left wing. Shot clock at 15. Takes it out front, trying to get into a ball trap out front. Washington scoops the pass on the left side for Beckwith on the wing. Low left and turning around. Webb takes the jumper from 12. Won't go. Williams with the rebound, Northwest. Pass down by three early on. Out to the top of the key, Slake. On the right side, Haley. Haley back cross court left, Williams. Williams drives to the free throw line, through the line, dishes low right side, and Starzl takes the pass and puts it up and in the blocks off the right, and it's a one-point game. Northwest trailing 5-4, 16-37 left in the first half.
One thing that's made the inside game successful for Northwest is the guards do a good job of getting a good angle to get the pass inside to give the bigs an opportunity.
Now front right side with it is on the right side. They go low, and now back out right for Dominic Long, and he knocks down the jumper, and it's a 7-4 game. Central Missouri in front of Northwest. Out front with it is Slake. Slake on the right side for Haley. Trying to get a screen by Slake. Dribbles to the right, pulls out. Out near the timeline, Funk. Funk back right side, Haley. Haley dribbling between his legs on the right wing. Gets it to Slake, baseline right. Lops it into lane, overthrowing Starzl, and it is picked up. Majas with the steal. Goes left side for Beckwith to the left baseline in a double team. Goes to the free throw line. Finds Webb. Drives the lane. Kind of a forced a layup. Misses the mark completely in the rebound to Northwest. Like to Haley. Haley across the timeline to the top of the key. Left side for Funk. Northwest trailing 7-4. 15-33 left in at the first half. Williams at the top of the key. Gets a pick by Slate. Left side for Funk. Now through the lane, drives all the way, scoops the layup, and won't go, but it wasn't a foul. As Funk knocked to the floor underneath the bucket, this should go on Dominic Long. Tom Sabela, the official, to make the call. Long picks up his first. Cats down 7-4. And for Tyler Funk, a little bit shaken up as he strolls to the free throw line to get ready for two free throws.
Yeah, it's going to take a broken bone, I think, to get Tyler Funk out of a ball game, though. He, with his effort all the time, he gets shaken up more often than most, but stays in the ball game.
This is the free throw. Slate goes to the sideline. Grant Kozad into the game. Funk, a 50% shooter on the season at the line. I don't know if he took a knee to his right thigh or what is exactly bothering him, but you can tell he is. A little bit of pain as he takes his second free throw and knocks that one down. Charles Hammer into the game, takes the place of Ryan Mogjosh for Central Missouri. Washington handled the point duties. He'll walk it across the timeline, met by Matt Wallace, who checked in for the Cats. Out between the circles, Washington with the crossover dribble, looks right side, and gets it to Hammer. Hammer top of the key, through the lane, kicks it back left side for Beckwith on the wing. Northwestern man-to-man defense. Alex Elvin picks it up. Now they go with the ball trap on the left side. Pass goes to Washington through the lane into the right corner. The pass to the baseline underneath the bucket. Ball knocked loose. Yes, Hammer Quinn driving. Knocked away by Starzl. Picked up by Wallace. Northwest down by two. Wallace out between the circles. Starzl left side finds Funk. High post left for Kozad. Kozad dribbles into the lane. A little hook shot up too hard and the rebound inside. Put away by Long for the Mules. On the fast break, right side, Beckwith. Out to the top of the key, Long, as he drives out front. A foul coming up reach in. This will go on Northwest. And a break in the action. Tyler Funk picks up the foul, breaking the action. We'll take a timeout as well with 14:33 left in the first half. at Central Missouri 7, Northwest Missouri State 5. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Two-point game with 14:33 left in the first half. Central Missouri 7, Northwest 5. Bearcats coming out of the timeout. Alex Sullivan on the floor along with Matt Wallace, Grant Cozad, Tyler Funk, and Dylan Starzl. Mules getting some final words from their head coach, Kim Anderson, in his 11th season as the head coach of the Mules. Matt, it doesn't seem like Coach Anderson's been down here for 11 years.
Yeah, I know, and he's produced some pretty good basketball teams, so hopefully he finds a better job somewhere and isn't here for another 11 years because he's brought some pretty good basketball to the table.
Inbound goes to Beckwith between the circles, high post left for Hammerk. Takes the jumper, a 17-footer off the left side over Starzl, knocks it in. Hammerk with his first bucket, averages 11 a game, and it's a 9-5 Mule lead over the Bearcats. Across the timeline, Walls bounce pass high left for Cozad, left wing pass Sullivan. Now to Starzl at the top of the key. He's guarded by Alex Dean, who checked in during the break. Ball right side for Cozad, post up with a shot, rims around and out. Went around long, but couldn't get the shot to fall, and the Mules with the rebound. Beckwith into the front court right side in front of the scores table to the top of the key. Cass trying to ball trap out front. Bounce pass right goes to the launch. Long pass on the left side for Hammerk. Picked up by Cozad. Drives. Runner through the lane. Lobs a pass on the right side. Throws it away as Wallace picks it up. And Northwest from our left to our right. 13:42 left in the first half. Northwest down 9-5. Starzl on the right side. Sullivan. Now to Wallace. Wallace on the wing. Will dribble to the top of the key. Looks offside. Funk. To Sullivan, quick pass low left for Starzl, spins left off the glass, won't go, rebound underneath the bucket, and it's picked away by Dominic Long for the Mules. Outlet Washington to the left wing, sets up, wants the three, and it's off the back of the rim, and the rebound Northwest. Starzl clears it to Wallace. Then Northwest trailing 9-5. Wallace across the timeline left side, being pursued by Widget Washington. Gets a screen by Starzl, pulls up free throw line. Left side Sullivan, high post left side Starzl. Starzl with one dribble back to Sullivan in front of the Mule bench. Out front for Funk. Shot clock at 14. Funk at the top of the key. Right side Wallace. Low right for Cozad. Spins. Takes a look at the bucket. Bounce pass. Finds Funk cutting through. Puts up. Misses the shot, but is fouled by Charles Hammerk. That'll be his first. And that will also be the second team foul on Central Missouri. Both resulting in Tyler Funk getting to the free throw line for some opportunities. Funk one of two at the free throw line. Tight shoots and hits. Slake into the game. Starzl will get his first breather of the contest. Also Long and Washington to the sideline as Zach Bush comes in for the Mules. Also into the game, DJ Slifer, the son of head coach of the women's program.
How many times do you have back-to-back games against teams that you see sons of coaches for that school? Now, of course, the Slifers are coaches on the women's side, but sons of coaches that are a part of the basketball program.
Second free throw by Funk both. And not only that, but you've got husband and wife both coaching out there as well. The Slifers coaching the women, and, of course, the Gios coaching the men's team. Across the timeline, Widget Washington back in the game. Looks off the left side for Hammerk. Hammerk with one dribble. Out between the circles for Zach Bush. Bush at 6'7", goes to Slifer on the right wing. Bounce pass right side, Hammerk. Drives on Williams. A shot off the glass won't go. Cats crash the board. Inside Cozad clears it away. Northwest had three players inside to try to come away with that rebound. Now to Wallace. After Cozad trailing, looks left side, Williams. Bryson Williams, he got a start today. Dribbling on front of the Mule bench. Out near the timeline for Wallace. High post right, Cozad turns, faces the bucket. Goes cross court, left Williams. Now to Cosette at the free throw line. Back to Williams offside with 15 on the shot clock. Finds baseline Slake. Open ball fake. Up with the shot. Won't go too hard. Rebound. Cosette clears it away and a foul inside. Well, it's unfortunate. Slake had a good look at the bucket. Didn't go, but Northwest was worth the rebound. Cosette.
Yeah, look. Like to see him just take the drop step and go straight up with the shot right away. Probably could have gotten a kiss off the glass, but that dribble allowed the defender to get over there and have an opportunity to get a piece of the basketball.
Alex Dean picked up the foul, his first, team's third. Northwest inbound left side. Williams goes up to the top, blocked away by Bush, and the rebound goes out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest as Zach Bush got his 16th block of the season. Bush, 6'7", junior out of Colfax, Louisiana, with those long arms, got the block. Castillo inbound, baseline left. 32 on the shot clock. Inbound left corner. Finds Williams. And Northwest will set up the offense. Cats down by two. Cross court right side pass. Wallace. Spins on Washington. To the free throw line. Goes left side. Williams. 16 on the shot clock. Williams left side for Wallace. Low left for Cosette. On the baseline. Spins. Finds Sullivan now left side. Sullivan with 9 on the shot clock. Out front for Wallace. Wallace bounce pass right side. Williams jump on the way from the wing. Rims around and out. Cosette with the board. The putback is good. And a whistle. And they're going to wave it off. So they're going to wave off the bucket as Cosette came down with the rebound. But I guess call for a push beforehand. And Grant Cosette will pick up his first foul. Team second. Mules with 3 team fouls. Bailey enters the game for Northwest. Sullivan to the sideline. Washington dribbling left wing. Picked up by Wallace. Right side pass. Finds Hammerk. Hammerk guarded by Williams. Lobs the pass back left side. Widget Washington. Dribbles through a double team. Pulls up. 13-foot jumper on the left side. Nothing but now. Washington with his first bucket of the game. And now 11-7, Mule lead over the Bearcats. Northwest yet to lead in this first half. Wallace into the front court right side. Picked up by Washington. Bounce pass. Haley at the top of the key. Guarded by Hammerk. Looks left side. Williams now to Cosette. Cosette on the left. Finds cutting through the lane. Wallace, a little runner. Good. Matt Wallace knocks down the runner in the lane. Northwest down 11-9. On the break, left side. Slifer to the left wing. Washington takes the top of the key. They chase into a double team out front with Cosette and Wallace. Hooks the pass left side. Pulled down by Slifer. Back to Washington right side. 10-20 left in the first half. Northwest trailing 11-9. Washington in front of the Northwest bench. Goes low right side. Alex Dean trying to spin and a foul. And this one will go on Northwest, I believe. And it looks like this one will go on Bryston Williams. That'll be his first. Both teams now with 3 team fouls. Stars will in and Cosette to the sideline. Mules will inbound. Baseline right. And inbound goes right side for Zach Bush. Bush on the right. Hammerk out of a double team. Goes cross court left for Washington. Lots of trying to go alley-oop. And the pass wasn't quite there. It's picked up by Starzl for Northwest. Zach Bush couldn't quite get in position he needed for that. Haley now to Starzl out front. Looks left side. Williams. Left wing. Wallace now to Haley between the circles. Pulls up. Looks right side. Williams. Getting a screen by Slake. Now to Slake on the right side near the baseline. Now front Williams. Looks left side for Wallace. Wallace backpedaling with the dribble. Guarded by Washington. Now takes the top of the key. Ball loose. Baseline right. Pass for Slake. Trying to find a cutter. No one there. Now to Haley on the right wing. A 2 on the shot clock. Launches the 3. The fadeaway got it over Slifer. A fadeaway as the shot clock was rolling down. And D'Angelo Haley knocks down the 3. And gives Northwest their first lead of the game at 12-11. Out to the top of the key. Left side, Washington. Bounce pass. Into the lane. Go to Bush. Turnaround jumper. Takes the high bounce off the rim and goes down. Now 1-point lead for the Mules. 13-12. Just over 9 minutes left in the first half. Wallace across the timeline. Between the circles. Looks high post right for Slake. Now to Haley. Cross court left. Wallace. Back right side. Haley. Haley with the dribble to the top of the key. Looks left side. Finds Wallace. High low. They go for Starzl on the block. Left side shot is blocked away. And the foul will come up on Zach Bush. That'll be his first. 13-12, the score, Central Missouri in front of Northwest with 8:43 left in the first half. A battle for first place in the MIAA. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. R.G.O. Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Northwest Missouri State University's Office of University Advancement has announced a change in roles for two of its staff members to enhance its outreach, communication, and donor development efforts. Polly Howard has assumed the role of Director of Alumni and Donor Relations, and Steve Sutton has begun serving as Major Gift Development Officer. Howard, who had been a Major Gift Development Officer for the last 7 years, and Sutton, who served in the directing role during the same tenure, have switched roles.
Back in Warrensburg, Northwest, trailing by one to Central Missouri, 13-12 with 8:43 left in the first half. And, Matt, it's been a very entertaining afternoon of basketball. The Northwest women lost to Central Missouri 60-52 after opening up an early lead, but that was a fun game to watch. And we got a similar type of game here, just a lot of back and forth going, and it's been a physical game here.
Absolutely, you know, and both these teams are giving some great effort here early on. You know, it really feels like it should be a higher scoring game, but a lot of the effort is on the defensive end, and it's been entertaining to watch.
Starzl fouled before the timeout, misses his first free throw. 66% shooter on the year at the line, has 4 points early in this one. Averaging nearly 15 points a game. Side shoots, and it's his second free throw. Ties the game up at 13, 8:42 left in the first half. Lance Beckwith back in the game to handle the point duties for the Mules. He's picked up by Lyle Harris, who checked in for Northwest during the timeout. Bounce pass high right side for Matt Webb. Webb turns at the top of the key. Fires his dribble. Guarded by Starzl, who's all over and goes cross-court. Pass stolen by Harris. Harris on the drive. Lays it up and in up the right side. Harris has hit 8 straight shots since coming into the game against Lincoln about a week and a half ago in that loss, but he had 10 points in that game, and he has made the most of his opportunities. Out front right side, Beckwith. Beckwith on the right as Bearcats up by 2. Out front left side is Hammert. Hammert guarded by Funk. Dribbles near the timeline to the left wing. Now inside the arc, drives to the bucket as he continues to drive. Charge coming up. Again, the Northwest doing a good job on the defense, but we will have an injury here. Looks like Starzl hitting 4 hard.
He is in a bunch of pain. He's rolling around underneath the bucket. May have hit his head when he came down.
Slid over to help draw that charge and did a good job on that aspect of it. Really paying for it right at the moment.
Yeah, he's got both of his hands over his eyes and in quite a bit of pain here. The athletic trainer talking to him, but let's hope, like we saw in the women's game, Ashley Nelson went down hard really about in the same spot, and she was able to eventually come back. Let's hope it'll be the same case with Starzl as well, but he is in quite a bit of pain.
That play, Charles Hamrick went driving to the bucket from that left wing. He just was going to force his way right through some good defense from Northwest. Starzl slid over and was there and set and was knocked to the floor as Hamrick out of control. And now they're getting Dylan up.
And it's not a head thing because he's not putting any pressure on that left leg. He's getting help off the court. And he's not even trying to stand on that left leg.
Gets Grant Kozad off the bench and back into the ballgame. Two Kearney, Missouri natives. Grant's already had some playing time in this first half, has played well. Northwest up by 2, 15-13. Northwest right now will have Harris on the floor with Kozad, Slake, Funk, and Haley. And Northwest will have the ball as Kozad will inbound, and he'll get the inbound to Lyle Harris. And Harris from our left to our right will be met at midcourt by Woods at Washington. Into the front court off the left side. And Washington reaches around, picks up the foul. That'll be number one on Washington. Sixth team foul on the Mules. Northwest up by 2, 15-13. Haley inbounds in front of the scorer's table. Comes to Harris. Freshman with the dribble to the left wing. Out front, picked up by Hammock. Go back pedal now. Pass out front, nearly stolen away by Mogjot. The control by Haley. Out left side. Mules playing man-to-man through the lane. Harris to the right wing. Pulls up. Bounce pass. Little right for Kozad. Kozad takes it in the lane. Fadeaway jumper from six off the front of the rim. Rebound chase on the floor. Hustling after it will go out of bounds and belong to Central Missouri. As Kozad and Slake went after that ball, it will belong to the Mules. 15-13, Central in front of Northwest. Washington into the front court on the left side. Picked up by Funk as he dribbles left wing. Man-to-man defense out of the Bearcats. Out between the circles. Push back left side, Washington. Top of the key, Mogjosh. Left side almost threw it away as it was picked up on the right side by Washington. Washington. Right side, Beckwith now. Front, Washington. A fadeaway three. Won't go. And Harris with the rebound for Northwest. He'll break it across the timeline. From our left to our right. Finds Kozad trailing at the top of the key. Right side, Funk. Funk dribbling on Mogjosh out front. Bounce pass to the left for Harris. Harris, right side for Haley. Right baseline. Finds Funk. Funk out top of the dribble. 13 on the shot clock. Left wing, Haley. Started by Beckwith. Drives to the baseline left and goes out of bounds with the dribble, and it will belong to Central Missouri. 6:30 left in the first half. Northwest 15, Central Missouri 13. Beckwith, a 6-foot senior at Raleigh, North Carolina, handling the point duties. Played at West Tech Community College before coming to the Mule program. Left side for Washington. Off the right side, Bush. Now right side, Mogjosh, a long three from the wing, won't go, and Funk clears the rebound for Northwest. Ella Harris pushes it across the timeline, top the key, through the lane as he tries to reach around, and they're going to say the ball knocked off by Harris out of bounds.
Second straight trip down the floor, we've seen a Bearcat lose his dribble out of bounds on the baseline.
Wallace into the game, Haley to the sideline, also Sullivan to check in, also Connor Tricker into the ball game. So Northwest will go with the lineup of Wallace, Slake, Tricker and Sullivan.
With Starzl, it looks like they're working on his left knee right now. They've got the sleeve that he wears on that left knee down and trying to do some movement with it to figure out exactly what's wrong.
Back with the dribble right side. Gives to Mogjosh. Picked up by Tricker and a double dribble as he tried to make a move toward the lane. Turnover will give it to Northwest. Just under 6 minutes left in the half. Northwest holding on to a two-point lead. Wallace handling the point duties. Third in the MIAA in assists per game. Goes out front. Slake back to Wallace on the left. Baseline left for Kozad. Whistle on Kozad. Will get called for the foul here. A bit of a collision with Alex Dean. They're going to say that Kozad got him with the elbow. And Grant will pick up his second foul.
Wow. Said during the women's game we saw a foul call where it was about the least amount of contact of any foul call. That one will rival it, that's for sure.
15-13. Northwest in front of Central Missouri. 5:44 left in the first half. Bridget Washington walks across the timeline. Looks left side. Mogjosh trying to go low with the pass and is stolen by Kozad. Stepping in front of the pass that was intended for Alex Dean. Out of Wallace across the timeline for Northwest. Out front for Kozad. Looks to Kirk on the left wing right in front of the Mule bench. Out front Slake. Picked up by Webb. He's on the right wing. Sullivan. Now out front for Kirker. Freshman at the left-handed dribble gets a screen by Slake. Pulls up on the left wing. Now to Slake out front. Trying to lob it low. Whistle and a hold coming up. This will go on Central Missouri. They want to go low post with it for Kozad. He just couldn't get there because he was being held.
Yeah, and it was an extreme hold because Alex Dean lifted him up off the ground as Kozad tried to get separation.
Second foul on Dean. And this will get Kozad to the free throw line. That's the seventh team foul. So a 1-1 coming up for Grant Kozad at the line. Grant at the free throw line. First free throw is good. Kozad, a 66% shooter on the year at the line. It's his first point of the game. Dean to the bench. Bush back into the ball game. 16-13. Northwest with the lead. Kozad back to the line. Eyes the bucket. Free throw on the way. Good. Now Kozad will go to the sideline. And Tyler Funk back into the game. Northwest will show some pressure off the inbound as the inbound comes to Beckwith. He's being met by Alex Sullivan. forcing Beckwith to work a little bit as he takes it into the front court right side. Bounce pass off the right. Washington with it. Tries. Spins past Wallace. A little runner on the right side. Rims around and out. Rebound tipped in the lane for Webb. Blocked away by Schlake. It'll go out of bounds. And a pressing block. Unfortunately, the ball goes out of bounds. But still, a good play by Kyle Schlake with his sixth block of the season. 4:52 left in the half. Northwest in front of Central Missouri, 17-13. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Welcome back to the Multipurpose Building in Warrensburg, Northwest, holding on to a 17-13 lead over Central Missouri with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt, we got two teams playing like they're playing for the top spot in the MIAA.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think we're seeing why both teams are in the position they're in, but what's so much fun about it is they are both teams. You're not seeing just one star. You've got a lot of guys on both sides that are contributing right now.
Inbound Beckwith in front of the Northwest bench off the right side, bring into that ball trap. Goes left side for Mark Josh, back to Beckwith at the top of the key. Left side, Mark Josh on the wing. Again, got a start today. Low post for Webb, trying to spin as he does. Foul from behind, this coming up on Northwest. Foul will go on Tyler Funk, who eventually came away with the ball, but he gets called for the foul. That's the fourth team foul on Northwest as Washington inbound baseline left. Gets a high post left side for Webb. Looks low right side, and then turnaround jumper won't go in the lane. Taken by Bush, fight for the board. Webb up with a shot and a foul. Rick Fields, one of the officials, to make the call. This foul coming up on Matt Wallace will pick up foul number one.
That's too bad because Schlake had the block clean up top had Wallace not made any contact.
Webb going to the free throw line for the first time today. 63% shooter on the year. And his free throw good. Averaging 7 points and 5 rebounds a game. Williams in. Funk goes to the sideline after picking up his second foul. 4:34 left in the half. Northwest 17. Central 14. Second free throw is good. And a substitution for Central Missouri. Charles Hammer back into the game. Beckwith will go to the sideline. Gonna give Mules a little bit more height in there. Hammer at 6'6. Beckwith a 6'6 player. 2-point game. Northwest up 17-15. Quicker on the right side for Williams. Drives to the baseline. Into the left corner with a pass for Sullivan. Sullivan now left wing. Finds a Williams. Out front is Wallace. Right side for Sullivan. Sullivan with the dribble inside the arc. Out front for Wallace. Ball fake. Free throw line left jumper. Rims around and out. Rebound tip for Sullivan. Another shot fake up with a shot off the glass. Good. He got two mules go by with that shot fake. And then knocks down the jumper. Alex Sullivan with his first bucket of the game. Northwest in front. 19-15. On the right side, Hammer lobs a low right for Webb. Turns, faces the bucket on Schlake. Drives, spins into the lane. Ball fake, up with a shot on the glass. Long go. Rebound tipped by Schlake. And it is controlled underneath the bucket by Schlake and ripped out of his hands out of bounds. And they're going to call a held ball, and the Mules will have it on the possession arrow.
Well, they've missed a few in the paint. Some pretty shots, including that one, which might be the worst miss that we've seen so far.
19-15, Northwest in front. Mules to inbound. Out front right, Magjas. Going away from that ball trap. Down the lane left. The left-handed runner too hard. Webb clears the board. The putback won't go. Rebound tip finally controlled by Wallace for Northwest. Webb has missed some point-blank shots for the Mules. 19-15. Northwest Missouri State in front. 3:30 left in the half. Sullivan on the left wing. Out front for Crooked. Knocked loose by Mark Josh. Another steal. He'll drive. And slams it with two hands. Mark Josh with his second steal of the game. Gets the steal and the slam dunk. And a timeout Northwest with 3:22 left. Cats in front. 19-17. But the Cats want to talk things over.
Yeah, I tell you what. Mark Josh has just definitely done a tremendous job. You mentioned earlier how he's starting today because of an injury for Central. But, you know, if you just looked at it and didn't know anything about that injury, you think he belongs in the starting lineup the way he's playing so far.
Well, it's another case when you look at the minutes dispersed by the Mules, much like the Bearcats with some guys that get a lot of minutes coming off the bench. These guys got some minutes this year, but getting an opportunity to start here today.
Yeah, and basically that just gets you the recognition before the ball game. But most of the time, whether you're in the starting lineup or not, your minutes are determined on how you play in the ball game. Just because you're a starter doesn't mean you're going to play the most minutes.
3:22 left in the half. Northwest in front, 19-17. Blake will inbound for Northwest. Give it to Wallace. Williams, Kirker, and Sullivan on the floor as well for Northwest. Wallace met at midcourt by Widget Washington. Dribbles to the right wing. Out front, take it with the ball trapped out. And it goes to Sullivan, who's double team. Now left side for Wallace. Wallace, a long pass on the right wing for Sullivan. Trying to work it. Picked by Blake. Now to Wallace. Top of the key, Williams. Right side, Sullivan. Low right for Blake. Trying to post up with Webb. Takes it in the lane. Spins right. Shot fake up with a shot off the glass. Good. Nice strong move to the bucket by Kyle Schlake. And he knocked it down. 21-17. Northwest Missouri State in front. 2:48 left in the half. Beckwith on the left wing for Hemrick. Holds on to the ball. Now we'll go up to the free throw line. Rolls down the lane. Goes low right for Beckwith. Now on the right wing. Mark Josh. A three. Won't go. Rebound tipped all the way out front. Picked up by Hemrick. He'll take a three and knock it down. 5 points for Hemrick, and it's a one-point lead for the Bearcats. 21-20 as they hold on to the lead. Wallace into the front court right side to the right wing, behind the back with the dribble. Now drives, kicks it right baseline for Crooker. He'll drive the baseline. Well, off balance. Tries to go off on the shot before he does. That's called for the travel. And the turnover will give it to the Mules with 2:14 left in the half, and the Cats in front by one. Crooker and Schlake to the sideline. Kozad and Haley in for Northwest. 2:14 left. Northwest in front, 21-20 in this first half. Washington walks across the timeline from our right to our left. Dribbles to the left wing. Out between the circles, Beckwith. Looks right side, Mark Josh. Mark Josh with the dribble. Finds right side, Woods at Washington drives. Misses the layup. The tip in is good by Matt Webb. Webb got it to fall.
And he put his finger in the air to let everybody know he tipped that because he's missed some from inside. Nobody was going to make that assumption.
Haley on the right wing. Goes right side for Sullivan. 1 point lead for the Mules. Sullivan in the lane. Getting to Kozad and reach around foul coming up by Matt Webb. That'll be his first. Now, will he raise his hand here?
Probably not. Now, anytime you're directly behind the post player and you reach around and get a piece of the basketball, you're going to be called for a foul every time. He's upset about the foul call, but it was a no-doubter.
18th foul on the Mules. 1-1 opportunity at the free throw line for Grant Kozad. 2-2 at the line. Trying to tie the game up. Free throw, good. 3 points for Kozad. We're tied up at 22 with 1:33 left in the first half. 6'8 sophomore from Kearney back to the free throw line. Spins the ball, eyes the bucket. Free throw on the way, and Northwest has the 1 point lead. Kozad hits both free throws again, and it's now a Northwest lead of 23-22 with 1:30 left in the half. Washington in the front court, Beckwith looks right side. Hammered. Goes low right for Webb. Trying to drive on Kozad to the baseline. Underneath the bucket, his pass is trying to kick it out. It's stolen by Wallace for Northwest. Cats from our left to our right. Wallace with a hop across the timeline. Northwest up by one. Wallace fires the dribble. Looks left wing for Sullivan. High post for Kozad off the left side. Trying to post up with Webb. Turns, faces the bucket. Now drives, spins. In the lane, as he does, gets called for the travel. 101 left in the half. Northwest up by 123-22. Cats will show a little pressure off the inbound as it comes to Washington. Now he'll walk across the timeline as Sullivan drops back on defense. Wallace now will meet Washington as he crosses midcourt. Left wing pass. Hamrick. Free throw line. Dishes right side for Washington. Underneath the bucket goes to Webb left side. Facing the bucket, banks it from 12. Matt Webb got it to fall. And it's now a one-point Mule lead with 40 seconds left in the half, 24-23. Wallace across the timeline. Looks left side, Sullivan. Sullivan getting a screen by Kozad. Goes to Haley on the left wing. Out front, Williams. Right side, Wallace. 23 seconds left in the half. Spinning in the lane. Wallace tries off the glass. Won't go, but a foul. And this should get Wallace to the free throw line. That is a foul coming up. This will go on Widget Washington. It'll be his second. Wallace to the line. One and one or a two-shot foul here.
He'll be two.
He'll step up with two with a 20.1 seconds left. Wallace this year, 60% shooter at the line. 21 of 35. Free throw good. 3 points for Wallace in the first half. Ties the game up at 24. Schlake in. Kozad to the bench for Northwest. Also Washington to the sideline for Central Missouri. Mog Josh back into the game now. Slifer in as well. Here's the second free throw by Wallace. Nothing but net. Knocks both down. And the Cats with the 1 point lead, 25-24.
While he was at the line, the student section for Central were chanting Frosted Tips because he's got that mohawk with the ends, of course, frosted. Now, that's not the first time the Central students have gone after hair. Coach Gene Steinmeier, who used to coach the Northwest women's team, they'd get after him for his hair all the time, too. So hair must be a thing down here in Warrensburg. Yes. I don't know.
I guess. Well, we'll be able to, at some point, I'm sure, John Wall studied a different type of hairstyle at some point.
Well, and I look down in that student section. There's a few of them I hope weren't chanting. They could probably be the recipients of a chant or two as well.
25-24, Northwest Missouri State in front. The inbound for the Mules goes to Charles Hammer. He'll take it to midcourt, met by Haley. 14 seconds left in the half. Out of a weave out front, Mogjost to the top of the key. Slifer on the left. Cross court right side for Hammer as they look for the last shot. 6 seconds left. Hammer going one-on-one to Sullivan. Top of the key, spins into the lane. Bobbles it just a little bit. Turn around, fadeaway jumper won't go as a buzzer. And that will be the end of the first half. Northwest, we're going to the locker room at halftime with a one-point lead over Central Missouri, 25-24. We'll be back and have more for you from the Multipurpose Building on the Central Missouri campus right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsons in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsons at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back at the Multipurpose Building in Warrensburg, alongside Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. We're at the half in Northwest Missouri State, up by 25-24. The Bearcats in front here at halftime. And Matt, couldn't ask for much more out of that first half.
No, it was exciting. It was fun basketball. You know, as much as you'd like to have Northwest out to a big lead, it was entertaining basketball. And, you know, there's no need to think that we're not going to see anything different in the second half. These two teams are just flat out battling it out, leaving it all on the floor. And, you know, those seems cliche-ish, but they're just really getting after each other today, and it's really fun to see.
Downside to the first half has to be Dylan Starzl.
Yeah, and then eventually, you know, they were looking at his left knee after he went out. eventually he had the sleeve back up on his knee and he was sitting on the bench. He didn't come back into the ball game, but a lot of times if a guy has no chance of coming back in, you know, those sleeves are going to be off his legs, he's going to have the shoes untied, and you're going to be able to tell. Hopefully that's a good sign, meaning we might be able to see him in the second half. We don't know. We'll have to take a wait and see, but hopefully that's going to be the case.
Now on the bright side of that, Kyle Slake and Grant Kozak giving Northwest some good minutes inside.
Yeah, and, you know, Northwest knew they were going to have an advantage with the play inside. Not necessarily the size, but just the ability of the players on the interior was going to be an advantage for Northwest, and that's why it's good to have three instead of just one inside. Northwest has been able to take advantage of that.
Cats at halftime in front 25-24. Earlier this afternoon, it was Central Missouri's women coming back from 16-point deficit to defeat Northwest 60-52. When we come back, head coach of the Northwest women, Mark Kellogg, will join Matt and talk about that contest. It's coming up after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at compassdentalgroup.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Vaquero Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back in Warrensburg, the Northwest Missouri State men at the half with a one-point lead over Central Missouri, 25-24. And a little bit earlier this afternoon, Northwest women with a hard-fought battle, but a loss to Central Missouri, 60-52. In that game for Northwest, they were led by, in scoring anyway, by Maggie Martin, who had 14 points and 7 rebounds. Annie Matthews ended up with a double-double for Northwest this afternoon with 10 points and 13 boards, and on the other side, Central was led by Brianna Lewis, who had a big second half, but ended up with 23 points in the ball game, 21 of those in the second half. And joining us now is Northwest women's coach Mark Kellogg. Coach, when we talked on Tuesday, you were happy with the way the offense played and not necessarily the defense. Today, it seemed kind of opposite. The defense played real well for the most part today, but just couldn't get buckets, especially down the stretch when your team had some opportunities.
Yeah, no, I thought offensively early we were obviously really good and shot it well and got every look we wanted to. Foul trouble killed us. I mean, killed our rhythm, killed our timing. We couldn't get groups and lineups out there that we like. We just had odd lineups. I mean, Monique and Maggie got the two fouls, and I don't, obviously hindsight's 20/20. If I had it back, I probably would have played them a little more and just gambled and see if they pick up the third one or not in the first half. Just that lead was pretty important, and we just couldn't maintain it. And then, yeah, I mean, we still had chances, you know, without a doubt. Had it tied with, I don't remember what was left, but I know it was tied and plenty of time left and just didn't make the plays late.
Seemed like, and you kind of had to weather a storm at the start of the second half because Brianna Lewis came out and just couldn't miss. I mean, and she even had shots that were contested that weren't even touching the rim. And that's got to be, it seemed like the team still stayed focused defensively, didn't really let that get to them anyway.
Yeah, we let her get going. We did a great job in the first half. I think she only had two at half.
Two, and yeah.
Didn't have any with 5 minutes to go in the first half. And then, yeah, lost her a couple times. We're playing some man and zone, but we did that in the first half too and didn't lose her. And lost her there, fouled her on a three-point play, which was disappointing. So, yeah, you know, in women's basketball, threes are like dunks in men's basketball. You know, that's what gets everybody going. And we just let them get going at the wrong time. And we battled back, though. I mean, it went 46-40, I believe. We called timeout, and I told them, hey, here's your moment. Or maybe it was 36-30, whatever it was. I said, this is, if we can get under 10 and get it back to even, we'll have a ball game late. And we did. We answered right back and got some good buckets inside. I thought Maggie was pretty good when she wasn't in foul trouble. Annie battled in there. You know, and then I think we kind of forgot about them late and settled for some quick perimeter shots that didn't go in, and we were probably a little fatigued, and that was a little disappointing that we probably didn't pound the ball back inside more often late.
When you mentioned Maggie and Monique getting into the foul trouble early on, and obviously you talked about how you felt like getting it inside could be a strength for your team. Did the game plan have to change a little bit when those two got into foul trouble and you couldn't necessarily get it in as much as you'd like?
Yeah, no, it did, and that's when we got stagnant in the first half, you know, as though, you know, Maggie in particular was out. But, you know, if we have two of them, it's, you know, Maggie and Annie, Maggie and Lex, which you don't play them a lot, then they can play off of each other. You know, our guards couldn't get any rhythm. We didn't know there for a while who was wanting the ball, who had any rhythm to get them a shot or run something for them. So we were just trying some motion just to see if we could get anybody to make a play, and nobody was stepping up and making shots or making plays. I mean, but we still defended well enough. We only gave up 26, I think, in the first half. So regardless if we had the big lead or not, we gave ourselves chances to beat the 16th ranked team on the road, and I'm proud of them for that, but I'm kind of getting tired of the same. Now we're into the same mode all the time. We're close. And yeah, we got better defensively and maybe took a step back offensively. So still waiting for everybody to put this together on the same night.
Yeah, I guess that's where coaches could, you know, look for the psychology degree to try to help along, because a lot of it is mental. When you're focusing maybe on one side or other more than the other, and that's where the trick comes in. But you obviously know that both sides are there at some point in time.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're playing hard. We're competing. We're doing a lot of good things. But there's such a it is a fine line between finding ways to win and losing. And we're not finding ways to win. And that's the next step we have to take. Is I think we've taken steps to now know we can compete. We can compete with anybody. If that's the 16th best team in the country, we came into their place and we competed. And some of these other teams that we've played and are going to play, we can compete. But competing and winning is the huge difference, you know, and it is a fine line, but it's a big difference to be able to kind of will yourself and want to find a way to get it done, and that's kind of the next step.
So you guys haven't looked at all as January being on the road so much as an excuse, but when you get home and you have six out of your last nine at home, how much of a help is that going to be for the team, especially mentally?
Yeah, well, I think we're going to find out. You would hope that it is, you know, and there's a sense of relief and comfort and those kind of things, same routine, playing in a familiar area. You know, we really just rolled right in here right before game time, and that was kind of by design. Let's just go play and not overhype it or look at it any differently, and kids did a good job. So yeah, we're going to feel good that we're going back home, but now we get, you know, all the teams basically that are above us in the standings to see if we've really taken any steps or can take the steps to actually close people out, and that's what we haven't done, is find ways to close games, and we've got to figure out how to close games.
All right, Coach, we'll catch up to you next week.
Okay, thanks, man.
That's Mark Kellogg, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Women. Again, their loss this afternoon, 60-52 to Central Missouri. We're at the half of the men's matchup. It's a 25-24 game. Northwest with the lead over Central. We'll be back with a look at some of the first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
The Northwest Missouri State Athletic Department has announced the 2013 football schedule. Six home games highlight the campaign, with the season opener at home with Saginaw Valley State out of Michigan on either September 5th or 7th. The schedule is the first since 2007 to feature six home games. Central Missouri will come to Bearcat Stadium for the first time in 3 years in week two of the schedule. Northwest and Pittsburgh State will meet for the 12th straight season at Arrowhead Stadium on October 19th, and homecoming will feature Missouri Southern on October 26th. The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Welcome back to the Multipurpose Building in Warrensburg. Northwest Missouri State holding on to a one-point lead at halftime, 25-24. And as you might expect in a close game like this, the numbers here at halftime, very, very similar. For Northwest, shooting 36.8% from the field, 7 of 19, while Central Missouri, 37%, 10 of 27. Mules are 2 of 7 from three-point range, 28.6%. Northwest, 1 of 2 from a three-point line. And at the free-throw line, Mules 2 of 2, while Northwest, 10 of 12 at the line. So the Cats getting to the line much more than the Mules here and hitting 83% of those. Rebounding totals, Central Missouri with 15 rebounds, and Northwest with 13. Turnovers, 8 turnovers Central Missouri, and 9 for Northwest. Individually for the Bearcats, no one in double figures. They're led by Dylan Starzl with 5 points. So you got those five before going out with an injury as he was taking a charge in the lane midway through the first half. Matt Wallace and Grant Cozad, 4 points apiece. 3 points apiece for Tyler Funk and D'Angelo Haley. Haley's on a three-pointer fadeaway as the shot clock was winding down. And Kyle Slake has a bucket along with Alex Sullivan and Lyle Harris. For Central Missouri, no one in double figures for them as well. They were paced by Matt Webb with 6 points. 5 points for Dominic Long and 5 points for Charles Hammer. 4 points in the first half for Ryan Mogjosh, and then 2 points apiece for Widget Washington as well as Zach Bush. And again, at the half, Northwest Missouri State up by one, 25-24 as they lead Central Missouri. Quarterback gets set for a second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The halftime report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Northwest and Central Missouri going through their final warm-ups before a second half play. The Bearcats holding on to that 1-point lead, 25-24. As the two teams get ready for the second half, and Matt, be interested to see what type of half we got coming up.
Yeah, and what's unfortunate is we were hoping going into half with what we saw on the sideline with Dylan Starzl, maybe there would be good news, but Starzl has come back out with that left knee wrapped up in ice, so I don't guess we will see Dylan Starzl today. Let's just hope it's something that isn't going to be long-term for Dylan Starzl, but you're right, the Cats are going to have to continue to play hard. I think both teams are going to do exactly that, especially as long as you've got a close game like we do.
When you talk about Starzl being out, as a heck of a defensive play he made, coming over, sliding over, and drawing the charge, but unfortunately, he took the brunt of that hit and went down in a heap underneath the bucket.
Yeah, that's one thing that you hate to see when somebody makes a good play or does exactly what they're supposed to do and something negative happens, whether it be a foul call or an injury or something like that. So it's unfortunate. It happens. It's too bad that it happens. But we'll see if the other two guys can fill in all right for him in the second half.
That's coming out for the second half with D'Angelo Haley, Matt Wallace, and Grant Cozad. Also, Bryson Williams and Kyle Slake. So that's the way the lineup will look to start for the Bearcats. And for Central Missouri, Ryan Mogjosh, Widget Washington, Lance Beckwith, Matt Webb, and Dominic Long on the floor. And Long didn't play all that much out of the first half. He's one of their leading scorers, averaging 15 points and 5 rebounds a game. Had 5 points out of the first half, but didn't see a lot of playing time from about the 10-minute mark on.
Yeah, they didn't want to take a chance to see him pick up a third foul in the first half.
And Haley with it off the inbound on the left side. Out between the circles. Looks left for Wallace. Wallace out with the dribble on the right side. Looking man-to-man out of Central Missouri. Now to Cozad. Left wing for Haley. Haley to the top of the key. Down the lane to the bucket. Lays it up and misses the layup. And the rebound tipped to Webb and the Mules from our left to our right in the second half. Washington through the lane to the bucket. Leans up and misses the shot but is fouled as he went driving. So this one will go on Northwest. Getting called will be Bryson Williams. That'll be number 2 on Williams. And gets Washington to the free throw line. A 70% shooter on the year. 54-77 as he steps up. Deep knee bend. Free throw on the way. Good. And he has 3 points. Ties the game up at 25. Another free throw. Good. Well, he averages almost 12 a game now with 4. And Central Missouri with the 1-point lead, 26-25. Wallace off the left wing for Haley. Dribbles out the top of the key. Looks right side, Williams to the right wing, Wallace. Wallace Out front, Fiennes cutting the bucket right side. Kozad legs it up and rims around it out. Rebound loose on the floor. Kozad goes after right in front of the northwest bench. Gets it to Haley to the right corner. Out front, Wallace. Cross court, left side, Williams. Williams at the top of the key. Looks right for Haley. Shot fake, takes it between the circles. Goes low post right for Slake. Post up, spins. Off the glass and good. Now Slake got it to fall, and it's a one-point Bearcat lead, 27-26. Long into the front quarter, right side for Washington. Drives on Wallace to the baseline. Cut off, drives in the line, jumps off, up with a shot, and a foul. This one to go on Northwest.
I think Washington's figured that pounding the pass inside to try to get Webb to hit a shot in the paint isn't going to work, so he started to just take it himself, and it's got him a couple of trips to the free throw line.
Slake picks up the foul. And for Kyle, that's his first widget at the line, and his free throw good. 5 points, three of those coming here in the second half early on. Transferred to the Mule program from Northeastern Colorado Community College, Kansas City native, and his second free throw rims in. The Mules in front of the Bearcats. So this game goes back and forth. House pass, right side, Schlake. Gives it on the right for Williams. Cross court left side, Wallace. Top of the key. Back to Williams right side. Low right for Kozad. Up with a shot off the glass and good. Long really backing off. The last two trips down the floor. And Northwest has gone inside and Cats have had a couple good looks at the bucket. 29-28 Northwest. Now Long out front takes the jumper. Rims around and out. And Williams inside with the rebound for Northwest. We'll take it across the timeline on the right side to the right wing. Fast pass to Slake. Turns and drops it down as Long that time. Tried to go for the steal off that pass. Didn't get there. And Slake had an easy bucket as he took the pass and turned and just tossed it over the rim. 31-28 Northwest. Long free throw line in the lane. And from behind, Wallace knocks the ball loose. Rather, Williams knocks the ball loose. Picks up right side by Mogjoss to the baseline and kicks it back left. There's Washington through the lane. Off the glass won't go. Put back won't go by Mogjoss. Rebound tapped out. Front control by Webb. Webb now to Beckwith. Near the timeline. Eight on the shot clock. Drives on Haley. Dribbles to the left wing. To the baseline. The scoop layup is missed in the rebound to Williams for Northwest. Alitu Haley nearly lost it in front of the scorer's table. We'll take him in the front court. Now to Williams. Looks left side Wallace. Northwest in front. 31-28. Wallace down the lane to the baseline. Gets caught underneath. Fiennes cutting to the bucket. It's Kozad who lays it up in. A nice little run by the Bearcats right now. They're in front. 33-28. And Central Missouri head coach Kim Anderson wants a timeout. 33-28 Northwest over Central. We'll be back to Warrensburg right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back in Warrensburg at the Multipurpose Building, Northwest Missouri State in front, 33-28. 17:08 left in the game, and Matt Quarter, Northwest on a 6-0 run, and doing it by pounding the ball inside.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So that actually answers some questions. We wondered what Northwest would do or how they would do with Dylan Starzl out. Say they're doing just fine inside.
Mules with the ball after the timeout. Across the timeline, Lance Beckwith drills between the circles. Bounce pass left for Mogjoss in front of the Mule bench. Out to the top of the key. Long sets up a three over Kozad. Rims around and out. Rebound tip loose inside. And a whistle coming up. And we've got a foul on Williams trying to fight for that rebound. Williams thinking it should have been a held ball. Instead, he'll pick up the foul. That's number three. Pretty big foul on Northwest. 33-28 Northwest in front. 16:51 left in the game. That foul, the 13th foul on Northwest. Inbound too long. He takes the jumper over Cozad and knocks it down from 18. Takes the inbound from that right corner and knocks it down inside the arc. And it's a three-point game. Northwest Missouri State in front 33-30. Now front right side Wallace. Pass pass left. Gets it to Williams. Now to Wallace. See the free throw line. The pass goes to Schlage. Now to Wallace. Wallace into the left corner. Williams finds Cunning to the baseline. Cozad. Cozad kicks it to Wallace. Cunning through the lane. Lays it up and it runs around and out. Gets his rebound. They'll bring it back out front. Haley thought about the three. Instead, will set up the offense. That's up by three. Haley between the circles. Hands off to Wallace. Wallace with the dribble. Bounce pass off the right side for Haley. High post right Schlage. Left side, Williams, a three, on the way, off the front of the rim, fight for the rebound. Roots in a whistle and a foul coming up by Northwest. Schlage will pick up the foul, number two on Kyle. Williams to the bench, Tyler Funk into the ballgame. Three-point lead for Northwest with 16:04 left. Win for the Bearcats will put them into a tie for first place in the MIAA. Into the front court, Beckwith. High post pass for Long. Almost stolen by Haley, but Long controls. Scoops the pass right side for Mog Joss. Cross court left, Washington. Right hand and dribble to the top of the key. To the right wing, lobs it left side for Webb. Webb now left wing, Long, another three on the way. Nothing ahead. Dominic Long with his second three of the game. He's got 10 points and makes it a tie game at 33. 2-3 zone of the Mules this time. They had man-to-man throughout much of the first half and early in this second half. We're into the 2-3 zone, something they played an awful lot of this season. High post for Schlage. Schlage, right side, gets it to Funk. Now to Wallace. Wallace at the free throw line. High post, right side for Schlage. Gets it left side. Haley, a three on the way. Off the front of the rim. Fight for the board. Funk comes down with the ball loose, and it's controlled by Cozad for Northwest. Scoots the pass right side, Wallace. Bail back out. Dribble between the circles. Bounce pass right wing for Funk. Out front again. Finds Wallace. Again, Northwest facing the 2-3 zone. Seen a lot of that in the last couple of weeks. Wallace, dribble on the right side. Cross court left side for Haley. To the left baseline. A runner in the lane. Won't go to foul. Webb going to call for the fouls. He's trying to go for the block. Not happy about it at all. That will be his second foul. And we'll have a break in the action with 14:44 left in the game. We're tied at 33. Northwest and Central Missouri back in Warrensburg after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
The City of Maryville announced the Transportation Enhancement Committee and the Missouri Department of Transportation have awarded $240,000 toward pedestrian improvements along the 4th Street corridor. TE funds are federal funds available to local public agencies for transportation-related projects, including but not limited to the construction of sidewalks, trails, and bike lanes, landscaping, and to make the ADA improvements to existing sidewalks. Final design on the project is expected to be completed by May.
Back in Warrensburg on the Central Missouri campus, Northwest and UCM tied up at 33. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. .44 left in the game. Again, we're tied at 33. Following the timeout, going to the free throw line, D'Angelo Haley fouled before the break by Matt Webb. Haley's first trip to the line this afternoon. He's a 72% shooter on the year at the line. And the first of two off the front of the rim. Cats right now with Funk, Haley, Schlage, Cozad, and Wallace on the floor. And his second one is good. 1 point Bearcat lead, 34-33. 14:41 left in the game. Washington left side out between the circles. Hamrick guarded by Cozad. Looks on the right wing. Beckwith dribbles out front. Now finds Long at the top of the key. Picked up now by Funk. Back to Beckwith. Inside the arc off the right side. Misses too hard. Rebound to Walls as he skies high. Brings down the rebound. Falls to the floor very hard.
Yeah, unfortunately, he was knocked to the floor by his own teammate, so he's going to end up called for a travel instead of a foul call.
And the Mules will inbound baseline left. Getting Northwest up 34-33. As hard as Wallace hit the floor, it's nice he's able to pop back up. Hamrick will inbound off the baseline left. Lobs inbound to Long. Long driving a Funk through the lane. Whistle, and this should be a charge coming up, and it will be. As Coach Anderson not happy about that at all, but it will be a charge coming up on Central Missouri.
You don't often see him happy, but that was more animated than usual for Coach Anderson.
Dominic Long picks up his third foul. And Northwest will have it the other way, going from our right to our left. The long bounce pass to the right wing Funk. Funk out between the circles. Haley. Haley going right side on Hamrick. Gets a screen by Slake. Now to Wallace between the circles. Dribbles right side. Now to Slake out front. Looks left side on the wing. Haley. Haley dribbling out front. Looks right side. Funk with it. Nine on the shot clock. Funk out front. Wallace. Wallace right side. With five on the shot clock. Needs to find someone. Gets it to Haley. A long three from the right side. Rims around out. And the rebound knocked out of bounds by Funk as he went crashing the boards hard. Just couldn't come up with it. And it'll belong to the Mules. Alex Dean to come into the game. And to the sideline go Charles Hamrick. Also Long to the bench. Webb back into the ballgame for the Mules. And also in is Preston Oaks. Hamrick still out on the floor, so Hamrick will stay on the floor. A one-point Bearcat lead, 34-33. 13:36 left. Beckwith on the left wing, out top of the key for Dean. In the lane for Webb. Spins past Slake. Gets the shot to fall and a foul coming up on Kyle Slake. And that will be his third. Well, this will send Matt Webb to the free throw line. Webb now with 8 points this afternoon, averaging 7 a game. It's 2 of 2 at the free throw line. A 1 point Mule lead, 35-34. Chance for the Mules to make this a 3-point trip down the floor as Webb, a senior out of Kansas City, misses the free throw, but the rebound right side by Dean, up with a shot and a travel violation first.
Yeah, he was too close to the baseline, too far under the basket, and had to take an extra step to get an angle to get the shot off.
So Northwest ball inbound and taking the length of the floor, down by one, 35-34. Slate goes to the sideline again after picking up his third foul. And Alex Sullivan into the game, so Northwest playing a little smaller right now. Off the right side, Sullivan. Out between the circles, Williams. Left side, Wallace. To the top of the key. To the free throw line. Back left side for Funk on the wing. Funk drives. A little runner on the left side too hard. And the rebound pulled away by Dean for Central Missouri. Now that goes to Washington. And Hugh Webb on the fast break on the other side. And some momentum hitting the Mules. Way a timeout by Northwest with 13:02 left in the game. Northwest trailing Central Missouri 37-34, back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at compassdentalgroup.com. 37-34, Central Missouri with the lead on Northwest. Cats coming out of the timeout. Lyle Harris into the game, gave Northwest some good minutes in the first half, along with Funk, Williams, Sullivan, and Kozak. Northwest having to go a little short right now with Starzl with that knee injury, and then Slake picking up his third foul. Off the left side, Harris. Harris to the top of the key, through the lane. The right side, Sullivan wants a fadeaway three off the front rim, though. And rebound, Hamrick for the Mules as they push it down the floor. To the right wing, out to the top of the key. And double out front, chased down by Funk. Hemrick now through the lane. Drives, lays it up, misses it, and the putback by Dean is good. With Dean's first bucket of the game, 39-34, the Mules in front of Northwest. Harris across the timeline for the Cats. Looks less like for Sullivan on the wing. Now out front, Harris, right side. Harris out front, left for Sullivan. Now the left wing for Williams. Finding Funk coming through the lane. Forces the pass that was kicked by Webb. Trying to go to Kozad. Low post off the left side. Cats will inbound baseline left. 12-13 left. 19 on the shot clock. As Harris inbounds left corner for Williams. Dribble to the left wing. Now front pass took away. It goes into the backcourt and chased down by Funk. 13 on the shot clock. Funk back into the front court. Right side for Harris. Now with 8 seconds left on the clock. Through the lane. Harris right side for Funk. Squares up. Wants the three off the right wing. Nothing but net. Tyler Funk knocks down the three off the right side. His eighth of the season. And that pulls Northwest within two. 39-37. The Cats trailing. Washington out front. Looks right side. Beckwith to the right wing. Now top the key, Dean thought about it. Now drives on that Funk, goes low left side. Hemrick drives, and the shot is good. First bucket of the second half for Hemrick, 7 total. 41-37, Mules in front of Northwest. 11-29, left in the game. Harris out front. 2-3 zone out of the Mules. Played a lot of man in the first half and early in the second half. Harris throws it and is picked up by Webb, low post. Ball may be knocked loose from behind. It's a 41-37 Mule lead. Central Missouri with the left side. Washington out front, Webb. Bounce pass. Low left for Dean. Pivots, goes up for the shot, misses it. Falls to the floor and a foul coming up on Northwest. Now Wallace picks up the foul. That'll be his first. They gave this one instead on Harris. So Harris picks up the foul. And that'll be Harris's first foul. At the free throw line, Dean, and misses off the right side. Dean, a 51% shooter on the year, missed that one badly. Slake into the game. Kozad goes to the sideline. So Mark Joss back in for Central Missouri as Dean. Second free throw misses. Sullivan with the rebound for Northwest. Pushes across midcourt off the right side. Northwest from our right there. Left in the second half. Now Harris penetrates that zone. Pulls up at the free throw line. Now to Funk. Left side for Williams. Going to circles. Harris off the right side. Sullivan. Low right for Slake. Trying to find Williams. Cutting through the lane. Misses it, but picked up by Harris. Harris finds Slake. Low left side. Picks it back left wing for Harris. 13 on the shot clock. Now out front for Williams. And now 2-3 zone. Williams. Left side on the wing for Harris. Tries the baseline. A reverse layup won't go. Rebound loose in the lane, controlled by Dean for the Mules. Now there goes Washington. Pushes it to the top of the key to the left wing and back pedals. Out in front of the Mule bench. Now to the free throw line. Just as low right, and Webb puts it up and in. Matt Webb took the feed. Blocks off that right side. 43-37 Mules in front of another Bearcat timeout. 10-14 left at Central Missouri 43, Northwest 37. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
43-37, Central Missouri in front of Northwest with 10-14 left in the game. Big crowd on hand this afternoon in Warrensburg for this matchup of the number one and two teams in the MIAA. Northwest is up by one at halftime, 25-24. Had a 6-0 run early in this half. But then Central Missouri come back, and Northwest has not scored in 5 minutes and 25 seconds. So the Bearcats have gone a little bit colder. Wallace out to the top of the key. Looking at the 2-3 zone off the left side, Haley. Haley skips a pass across the zone right side for Williams. Low post intent for Kozad. Tipped out of bounds by Webb. And the ball will belong to Northwest. But we've got a break in the action. Break in the action, 9:57 left in the game. Northwest trailing Central Missouri 43-37. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Back in Warrensburg, Northwest Missouri State trailing at Central Missouri 43-37. The Mules now on a 10-3 run here in this second half. Bearcats coming out of the timeout. Kyle Slake on the floor along with Williams, Kozad, Haley, and Wallace. So Northwest trying to go tall once again inside. Slake playing with three fouls. And Kozad playing with a couple fouls. Wallace to inbound. Just inbound off the right side. And it's to Williams, now to Haley on the right. Haley between the circles to Wallace out near the timeline. Seven on the shot clock. 9:47 left in the half. Right side for Slake. Now to two on the shot clock. And a runner off right side by Williams. Shorten the rebound and they'll have the shot clock violation. I got the case map where Northwest maybe got caught coming out of that timeout and working their offense, not realizing the shot clock was winding down.
Yeah, and Coach McCollum wanted a foul call on that shot over on the right wing.
43-37, Central in front of Northwest. Washington, left side for Hemrick. Out to the top of the key. Washington, now to Hemrick. Free throw line left. Drives, spins the lane into a triple team up and shot again. Charles Hemrick knocks down the shot. Most of the time when he goes by or through the lane, he's got one thing on his mind, and that's to put the shot up. And he's been knocking a few down here. It's a 45-37 Mule lead over the Bearcats. 3-3 zone out of the Mules. Bounce pass off the right side. Williams. Cross court left side. Wallace. Now to Haley in the left corner to the left baseline. Drives. Runner on the way. Blocked away. And it's picked up by Central Missouri. Mark Josh. Into the front court. Left side. Washington. Washington to the top of the key. Lobs into the right corner. Mark Josh has to leap up, bring it down. Now it goes back cross court left for Washington. Baseline to the direct. Bucket misses the shot. The putback so good. Zach Bush. Killing on the plate. Crashed the board and got it to fall. 10-point lead for the Mules. Their largest of the game. Off the right side, Williams. Now to Wallace on the left. Out to the top of the key. Into the right corner, Williams. Out front, Wallace. Back right side, Williams. Williams jumps off in the lane. Fadeaway jumper. Rims out left and the rebound on the baseline out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest off of Hammer.
Boy, Williams went in the lane with that dribble, and before he took the shot, his arm was grabbed at the elbow so much that it turned his full body. And I had the same angle that the official right in front of us had. No call.
Tyler Funk into the game. Slate to the sideline. Wallace to inbound. Baseline left. All the way out front. Loves it. And Sullivan reaches up, brings it down. Sullivan. Now to Kozad. Takes the jumper from 13 off the right side. Drains it. Big bucket by Grant Kozad. Goes into double figures with 10 points. And it's a 47-39 game. Northwest Missouri State Trail. 7:57 left in the game. Beckwith at midcourt. Goes left side. And finds Hemrick. Picked up by Haley in front of the scorer's table. A long pass cross court right for Mark Josh. Goes for the timeline. And now wants to drive on Wallace. Kicks it right side for Beckwith. Now that ball screen off the right side. They're going right for Mark Josh. Cross court left side for Hemrick. Seven on the shot clock. Hemrick driving on Haley to the left corner. Shot fake jumper hits the side of the backboard. The putback by Beckwith was in the right place at the right time in the lane. Got the rebound in the bucket. After a very poor shot That's a 10-point game. Once again, Mules in front. Left side, Sullivan as Northwest brings it down the floor. Sullivan knocks down the three off the left wing. 49-42, Northwest trails just over 7 minutes left in the game. Into the front court, off of the left side, Beckwith. Out of a double team, high post right for Bush. Now to Hammer. Cross court left for Beckwith. Between the circles, out of a double team, lobs it left side. And Mogjosh, a long three, takes a high bounce off the rim. Rebound, a long rebound chased down by Hammer off the right side. 6:43 left of the game. Northwest down 49-42. Left side Hammer, fast pass. Low left is stolen away, picked up by Funk. Good play by Funk. Had to really reach out and come up with that pass. It was stealing that pass, and it's picked up by Northwest. Wallace off the left side. Sullivan on the wing. Cross court right side, Wallace. Off the right wing. Haley wants the three. Got it. So Northwest back-to-back threes coming down the floor. Off the left side was Sullivan. Off the right side that time was Haley. And it's now a 49-45 game. Northwest Missouri State showing. Beckwith off the right side. Through the lane. Just a little left. And a two-handed slam up the pass. Alex Bean got the feed and knocks it down. 51-45. Northwest down. 5:59 left in the game. 2-3 zone. Out of the Mules. Left side Sullivan. Out between the circles. Haley. Haley with the left-handed dribble. Finds Funk in the lane. Kicks the right side for Wallace. Wallace to the free throw line. Left side Haley. Trying to find the baseline. Kozak stepping in front of the pass off that left side. Was Bush for Central Missouri. Gives it to Beckwith. Into the front court right side. Lobs the pass cross court left for Hammer. Northwest in man-to-man defense. Hammer near the timeline being pressured by Haley. Shot clock's at 18. Cross court right side Beckwith. Takes right, goes left. Now free throw line, back pedals, and takes the jumper inside the arc. Rims out left. Kozad with the rebound, Northwest. Clears it for Wallace. He'll take it down the left sideline into the front court from our right to our left. Accelerates to the free throw line. Stops, wants the jumper too hard. Off the back of the rim, Kozad clears the rebound for Northwest. Kicks it out front, Wallace. Northwest with a chance to set off the offense. 5 minutes left in the game. Sullivan on the right wing, trying to look inside. High post for Funk. Funk. Fast pass, left side, Wallace. Down the lane, into the lane, up with the runner, off the glass, and good. Strong drive to the bucket by Matt Wallace. And Northwest down 51-47 with 4:46 left and a timeout. Central Missouri wants a timeout. 4:45 left in the game. Central Missouri 51, Northwest 47. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
4:45 left in the game. Northwest showing Central Missouri 51-47. Earlier, the Mules went on a 10-3 run. Northwest has come back now on a 10-4 run. And again, 51-47, the Mules in front of Northwest.
Yeah, and the Mules had built that run even out to a 14-3 before Northwest started this run. That's what got them out to a double-digit lead. But the Cats working their way right back. And like we expected, this one not over. Still a lot of work to be done.
So the Mules will inbound right in front of the Bearcat bench and go from our left to our right. Into the front court off the right side. Washington lobs it cross court left. Beckwith. Now at the top of the key is Hammerk. Find the back with a dribble. Tries to go down the lane. Kicks it out front right for Washington to the free throw line. Through the lane. The runner blocked away by Wallace and Kozad, but it's picked up right side. Long, a long three is good. Ways and one. Dominic Long with the jumper out front. He's got 13 points. 54-47. Northwest down. Funk in the left corner for Northwest. Now front between the circles. Sullivan. Cross court right side. Wallace. Now to Funk on the right. They can dribble through the lane. Up with the runner. Won't go. Rebound inside to Central Missouri. Cleared away by Dominic Long. Gives it to Beckwith. 3:55 left. Northwest down. 54-47. Long pass into the left corner. Goes to Washington. Cross court right for Dominic Long. Out front for Hammer. The left side for Washington. Dribbles out near the timeline. 54-47. Mules in front of Northwest. Left side nearly thrown away. Chasing in front of the Mule bench with Beckwith. Now to Dominic Long, top of the key. Six on the shot clock. Forces it over. Funk banks it, misses it. Rebound tipped from Wallace. Picked up by Williams inside for Northwest. 3:23 left. Northwest down 54-47. Wallace into the front court to the top of the key. Down the lane, right he goes. A runner on the way, off the glass, no. Rebound, Beckwith inside for the Mules. He'll break it into the front court left side. It's a one-on-two break. Beckwith down the lane, left, misses the shot. The put back by Washington. Washington with 8 points and a timeout. Northwest, 3:05 left. Northwest trailing Central Missouri 56-47. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allow students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
56-47, the Mules in front of Northwest, 3:05. I'm left in the game. I'm Matt Quarter. I'm John Coffin, multi-purpose building on the Central Missouri campus in Warrensburg. And Matt, it's been a heck of a ball game so far.
Yeah, it's been entertaining as much as it has been frustrating. And it was kind of the same way with the Northwest women's game. It was very entertaining because it was a close game throughout most of the ball game. And the thing that's frustrating is you're just not seeing Northwest make plays that they need to down the stretch, especially on the offensive end, to either be in the lead or have a chance to win this one. Now, Cats obviously aren't out of it with 3 minutes to go, but they're going to have to start making some more plays.
Down 56-47. Tyler Funk on the floor. Grant Cozad. Also, Lyle Harris. Alex Sullivan. And D'Angelo Haley. Mules come out of the timeout. Matt Webb back into the ballgame. Also out there is a Widget Washington. Plants back with Charles Hammer, getting a lot of playing time in this second half. Long also there for the Mules. So Northwest will take him in the front court. Harris again, the 2-3 zone. Dribbles right side. Finds Haley in the right. Back pedals. Looks on the right side. Gets it to Harris. Harris out between the circle, Sullivan on the left side, Haley. Haley lobs it out front right for Harris. Harris through the lane. Trying to go low with it, whistle, and a foul. They go low for Cozad, and a foul coming up on the Mules. This one will go on Charles Hammert. That will be number 3 on Hammert. Just the third at team foul of the half on the Mules. Northwest with 16 fouls. Inbound into the right corner. Sullivan out front for Funk. Top of the key, Harris. Now to Haley. Haley spins. Looks cross court right side. Sullivan a 3 on the way off the front of the rim. The long rebound chased, and Sullivan tries to go after in the corner, and it will go off of the Central Missouri out of bounds. Not a popular call by the faithful at Central Missouri's campus, but it will belong to Northwest. 2:27 left in the game. Northwest trailing Central Missouri 56-47. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
2:27 left. Northwest trailing Central Missouri 56-47. Bearcats will have a chance to inbound in their far right corner on the offensive side. Again, 2:27 left. Matt, Northwest needs to do something with their offensive possessions.
Yeah, it's the same position that they're in. You know, you got to value every one of them. You got to be quick, but don't hurry. I mean, it's not something where they can take as much time as possible to get points on the board. They need to definitely get something done, but don't be in such a hurry that you make mistakes. But they've got to, they can't wait for the shot clock to wind down. We're going to see Central starting to do that on their possessions, try to work the clock a little bit. Central's taken some poor shots, and Northwest just hasn't taken advantage of those poor shots, getting rebounds, getting down to the other end.
When you look at what the Mules have done defensively, they really opened up and played a lot of men early in this ball game, and then early in the first half or second half here. But then they've gone to that 2-3 zone, and Northwest has been having a little trouble adjusting from playing man to man to against the man to man to the zone here in the second half.
Yeah, and you know it's something the Northwest was fine against earlier, but it's just the adjustment that hasn't been there, a quick enough adjustment anyway.
56-47. Mules in front of the Bearcats. Northwest will inbound to the far right corner of their bench. As Tyler Funk will try to inbound. Sullivan, Harris, Kozad, and Haley on the floor. Don't forget Dylan Starzl went out in the first half. So he went and took a charge and then went out with a knee injury.
Bearcat assistant coach Andy Peterson was talking with one of the officials, mentioning something to him, and that's got a conversation now between two officials about something right now. I'm not exactly sure what it is. It might be a shot clock issue. It has been reset, because I know they talked to the scorer's table. Kim Anderson was over there in a hurry when that timeout was called, talking to the scorer's table. So it might be something that has to do with whether or not the shot clock should be reset, which honestly, with Northwest having possession, isn't a big deal because they're not going to want to use the whole shot clock anyway. But the conversation between the two officials continues.
Mason Chibwood and Tom Zavala, the two officials talking things over. The other official for this afternoon's game, Rick Fields. And now, Tom Zavala going over to talk with Central head coach Kim Anderson. While Bearcat head coach Ben McCollum's at the scorer's table. .227 left, Northwest trailing 56-47. Now, Thompson Baylor with Coach Anderson trailing him come up to the scorer's table.
Now the athletic director for Central, Gary Hughes, getting into the conversation with the official as well. Not sure what it was all about, but hopefully it's over so we can get back to basketball.
No doubt. Buck will try to inbound. Again, from the far right corner of the Bearcat bench, quick inbounds comes to Harris. He'll take it to the top of the key. Devils right side. As Mules go back into man-to-man defense. Harris on the right side. Down the lane, drives, whistle, and we've got a foul coming up on the floor. And this one will go on Central Missouri. Let's go on. Widget Washington picking up his third foul. Just the fourth team foul. Sullivan gets inbound, baseline right. That's the inbound for Sullivan. Sullivan will take it back out. Cats really need to get some scoring done quickly here. Haley on the right side to the top of key. Takes a jumper out front inside the arc. Misses, rims out left. Rebound long for the Mules. 2:06 left. Northwest down 56-47. Beckwith will back across the timeline, now lobs it, and is thrown away, tipped by Harris, and a foul as they lobbed the pass at the timeline. It was intended for Charles Hammer. Harris went after it, but just couldn't get there in time, and will pick up the foul. That'll be his second, seventh team foul, so 1-1 coming up for the Mules and Charles Hammer. Hammer's first trip to the line this afternoon, a 64% shooter on the year. 1:57 left. Northwest down 56-47. Free throw. Takes a bounce off the back of the rim. Rebound Haley. Now he has to toss it off of Washington out of bounds underneath, and it will belong to Northwest. So 1:55 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State down 56-47. Harris accelerates to the top of the key through the lane. Spins to the bucket. Lays it up off the left. No, and rebound Beckwith for Central Missouri. And then the way he goes, racing down the left sideline in front of the scorer's table. Finds a long trailing on the play. Long cross-court right side pass for Hammerick. And he'll back out as the Mules want to take some time off the clock. And a foul by Funk, who reaches in, stops the clock. And Tyler Funk will pick up his third foul, stopping the clock at 1:34. Northwest down 56-47. Cats got the miss at the free throw line they needed earlier. Just didn't convert at the other end. Now Hammerick back to the free throw line. And his free throw off the front of the rim this time. Another miss and another rebound for Northwest. Haley from right to left. Minute 30 left. Haley through the lane. Dishes in the right corner. Sullivan sets up. Wants the three off the front of the rim. And the rebound. Mules and Washington. Into the front court he goes, and a foul by Harris stopping the play. Foul number three on Harris. 1:22 left in the game. Northwest down 56-47. Matt, Northwest is getting the misses at the on the defense and getting the stops, but they can't turn them into points.
And now a little bit of chatter after the play as well. Widget Washington and D'Angelo Haley kind of chatting back and forth. The officials had to get between the two.
Ninth team foul on Northwest as Washington will go to the free throw line. 56-47, Northwest Missouri State trailing. Washington with a 1-1. He's 4 of 4 at the free throw line today. And his free throw is good. He gets set for his second free throw. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Washington hits the second free throw, 58-47. Central Missouri in front. Haley on the right side launches a three. No, and Ryan Markoff comes down with the rebound, and he does a foul on Northwest with 1:14 left.
We're seeing a similar end to this game that we saw in the women's game, where Northwest just has not been able to score. They're creating the opportunities, but on the defensive end, getting some misses at the free throw line. They're just not able at the other end to put points on the board. The Northwest women went the last 5 minutes and 25 seconds of that game without any points.
Mark Josh at the line and knocks down the first of two. That's the 10th team foul. 5 points for Mark Josh. 59-47, Central Missouri with 1:14 left. Second free throw rattles out. Rebound punt for Northwest. We'll give it to Harris. Harris spinning right side down the lane. Needs someone to find, and he does. Holding out front, blocked away by Dominic Long, and Webb comes up with it for the Mule. Now to Wichita Washington, dribbling through traffic, and takes it to the front court left side. Under a minute left, Dan Sullivan out front will commit the foul, stopping the clock as he was reaching in on the dribble of Widget Washington. Alex Sullivan picking up his second foul. 54.9 seconds left, 59-47. Northwest Missouri State trailing. Northwest had a 1-point lead at halftime, 25-24. Free throw is short by Washington. Mule's helping out Northwest, but the Northwest unable to convert on the offensive side. Another free throw attempt for Washington. And he knocks down the second. He's got 11 points. 60-47, Mules. On the right side, Haley. Haley through the lane, drives, lays it off the glass, and won't go, and Webb with the rebound. Again, for the Mules. And another thing the Mules are doing, really limiting Northwest to one shot each trip down. Beckwith into the front court, 42 seconds left. Started by Harris out front. Cross court pass right side for Washington as the Mules spread out their offense. Running the clock here with 33 seconds left of the game, 18 on the shot clock. As Washington near the timeline with the dribble. Goes right side, finds Hamrick with 23 seconds left. 8 on the shot clock. Hamrick behind the back with his dribble. Drives the baseline on Haley. And gets caught up there, goes back down with the ball and gets called for the travels. Kozak came over on the defense. 16.6 seconds left in the game. Northwest down 60-47. Into the front court, Harris to the left side. Benoit pulls up. Out front, Haley squares up, wants the three, and knocks it down with no one guarding him out front with 8.9 seconds left as Haley hits the three. Yes, 10 points. The inbound comes to Washington, and he'll just dribble off the clock, and that'll be it. Central Missouri will remain in first place in MIAA all by themselves as they come up with a 60-50 win over Northwest Missouri State this afternoon. A couple of tough losses for the Bearcat team as the women lost earlier, and the men here after having a 1-point lead at halftime. Here's to the Mules here in this one, 60-50. Need to take one timeout before we go to our postgame activities. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsen, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, McCarroll Herzog, REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Large crowd on hand in Warrensburg this afternoon for this battle between the top two teams in the MIAA. And Central Missouri, which came in a game in front of the Bearcats in the conference standings, come away with a 10-point win as they defeat Northwest this afternoon, 60-50. We're back to begin our postgame activities from Warrensburg right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Tough afternoon for Bearcat basketball fans making the trip down to Warrensburg for this matchup with Central Missouri. The men lose by 10 to Central Missouri, 60-50. Earlier, it was the Central Missouri women with a 60-52 win over Northwest. Matt, you made a comment toward the end of the game. It really held true. Both of these games very similar.
Yeah, you look at the women's game. We talked about it just before the end here. They went the last 5 minutes and 25 seconds without scoring a point. For the Northwest men, they got that three there at the top of the key with 8 seconds to play. But before that, they had not scored since the 4:53 mark of the ball game. So both teams go right about 5 minutes without scoring any points late in the ball game. Both of them were getting stops at the defensive end. Northwest men got some missed free throws, so the opportunities were there. Same with the women. They had the opportunities because they were playing well defensively. They just didn't turn it around on the offensive end late.
Both teams hold their opponent to about 15 points under their average per game scoring, but with Central Missouri scoring 60 in both games, but Northwest in both games really offensively. Again, one of the tough things there, just couldn't get the points to fall when they needed.
Yeah, and from what we have seen, you know, not a big surprise to see the defenses play well for Northwest, but you got to put both ends of the court together if you're going to get wins in big games against good teams.
I thought a big key, too, in the men's game there down the stretch was the fact when Northwest missing their shots, they weren't getting very many second-chance opportunities.
Yeah, and that's another part of the reason why they didn't score for basically the last 5 minutes of the ball game, because you do need some of those second opportunities. You're not going to make every first shot that you take. So, you know, if you are going to miss, you got to be crashing the boards, but that just wasn't happening late in the ball game.
60-50, the final score in the men's game. Northwest loses to Central Missouri. We'll be back to have the extra effort award right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest President Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about the Northwest Madrilleers representing Northwest at the 75th Annual Missouri Music Educator Association Conference.
What a real honor and privilege that was, the 75th Annual Missouri Music Educators Association Conference held down at Pantera, John, and it is unbelievable. If people have never been to a conference like this, they've got something like 1,400 teachers, students from middle school, high school, colleges. Only three universities were invited to perform this year: University of Missouri, Missouri State, and Northwest Missouri State University, led by Dr. Brian Lanier, accompanied by Dr. Charles Adami. And our Madra leaders put on a performance, John. I was able to spend a little time with them before the performance. I saw their practice, and you visit with them, talk about their time down there. But then when they go on stage, the huge room is filled up, and the number of Bearcat alumni, by the way, was just overwhelming. I was stunned by a number of educators throughout this state that are Bearcats, that are bringing music education to our young men and women, and they are just so proud that the Madra Leaders nailed that performance. So very special opportunity to see our students in action.
And when you talk about Northwest alumni, I understand you've got a trip planned where you get a chance to talk with more alumni coming up.
You bet, and that's what it's all about. My wife, Denise, and myself are headed to Florida, and we're going to be spending some time with friends, alumni, those that have high interest in Northwest. We'll have an alumni function down there. And, you know, it really gives us a chance to not just hear about the memories and what Northwest meant and still means to so many people, but really how they can help us.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest, Dr. John Jasinski.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back in Warrensburg, Northwest Missouri State's men lose to Central Missouri this afternoon 60-50. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, time for Extra Effort Award.
Yeah, you got to look. We saw an injury inside in the first half with Dylan Starzl going down, and so you kind of needed somebody to step up inside, and really Grant Kozad ended up with 29 minutes. He had 10 points, led the team with 6 rebounds in this one. He was 3 of 7 from the field, hit 4 of 4 at the free throw line, but Grant Kozad trying to step up his play in place of the injured Dylan Starzl this afternoon.
Northwest with a couple players in double figures. Kozad with 10, also 10 points for D'Angelo Haley. And for Central Missouri, they had 3 players in double figures, led by Dominic Long with 13 points, 12 points for Matt Webb, and then 11 points for Widget Washington. Washington hit 7 of 8 at the free throw line this afternoon. As a team, Northwest shooting 33%. They were 36% from 3-point range, 5 of 14. At the free throw line, 11 of 14, and most of those coming in the first half. They were 10 of 12 at the line in the first half, just didn't get to the line that often there in the second half. Meanwhile, Central Missouri, 43% from the field. They were 4 of 12 from three-point range and 10 of 17 at the free throw line. Most of their opportunities at the line coming in the second half, where they went 8 of 15. And you look at turnovers, 12 turnovers for Northwest, 12 for Central out of this game. The rebounding totals, Mules with 39 rebounds, out-rebounding the Bearcats 39-28, and that's normally a strength of Northwest. But again, when you have one of your big rebounders out of the ballgame and Dylan Starzl, that's one of the reasons for that total.
Yeah, ended up with a knee injury, had the left knee iced up at the start of the second half. But like we said, hopefully that's nothing that's long-term, and we'll see him back in the lineup quickly.
Final score, Central Missouri in front of defeating Northwest 60-50. We'll be back and have more in our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni R.J.O. Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713. The post-game interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to Warrensburg. Northwest Missouri State drops both ends of the doubleheader this afternoon as the Northwest women lost 60-52 to Central Missouri. Meanwhile, the Northwest men lose by 10 to the Mules, 60-50. Battered the top two teams in the MIAA coming into this afternoon's game. Northwest was a game behind in the standings, now two behind the Mules with the win here. Big win for Central Missouri.
Yeah, it is, and it'll be interesting to see now. They kind of fall into the situation the Northwest has been in, where they're going to spend a lot of time on the road here over the next month of the basketball season, and Northwest obviously going to be able to spend that time at home. So hopefully the table's turning in terms of travel and games at home will also mean more wins, because Northwest still in a good position. Their margin for error is a lot smaller if they want to win an MIAA championship, but they at least are going to have home games rather than road games for the most part in the second half of the season.
Yeah, it really came out through a brutal January with a 6-3 MIAA record, 13-5 overall.
Yeah, you know, and that really isn't too bad when you think about some of the places and some of the teams they've had to play on the road.
So we'll be joined by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Let's take a look at some other games around the MIAA this afternoon. Washburn defeats Lindenwood 66-63. Fort Hays State a winner at Truman State 74-68. It was Northeastern State, the next opponent for the Bearcats, with a win at Missouri Southern 73-54. And Missouri Western's men defeat Lincoln this afternoon 61-59. Joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And, Ben, a tough one this afternoon, up by one at halftime, and had some opportunities down the stretch, but just couldn't get the ball to fall offensively for you during the last 5 minutes or so of the game.
Yeah, I don't think it was that. I just think it's the fact that they got 17-0 boards. I mean, we didn't compete on the defensive rebounding. I thought we played hard. I just didn't think we competed defensive rebounding wise. I mean, they had 17 O boards. They're like third to last in offensive rebounding in the conference, and we're the best defensive rebounding team in the conference. And it's frustrating because we were in control of that game. The game was right there, should have been ours. And just, you know, I don't know how they, I guess they probably scored on first possession maybe, what, four or five times, maybe in the second half, and all that was off of turnovers. I mean, It's just sickening.
How much a factor in that stat that has to do with Dylan Starzl being out for most of the ball game?
Oh, a lot. I mean, you lose your two best players. You know, we lost Cooper and obviously at the beginning of the season and Dylan, and you know, so you have your offense kind of around Cooper, and then all of a sudden you put it around Dylan, and then you lose Dylan, and you know, then it hurts. But still, we were in control. We were up five in the second half. We were right there. I mean, it was ours. We just, you know, chose to not defensive rebound.
What's the status of Dylan right now?
No idea. I don't think it's serious. But and then we didn't go to the free throw line. And don't get me started there.
They got to the line a lot in the first half, but not much there in the second half.
Yeah, it's weird how that works.
But just a tough game. I think a hard-fought game, but just, again, one of those going on the road, just couldn't quite get it done here today.
Yeah, you know, just I thought our kids played hard. Our kids did play hard, and I don't think it was anything to have to do with that. I think it was just we didn't play very smart. You know, we didn't hit the defensive boards. That was the only way they could score, was get home boards and you know, score on our turnovers. And we just didn't do it. You know, it's just so disappointing. It is so disappointing because that was our game. That was our game. We were in control. The kids played hard, you know, and just, boy, you know, We got to get back at it, though.
And you get back at home on Thursday as Northeastern State comes to town. And after a month of January on the road, get some home games now and start things off with Northeastern State on Thursday.
Yeah, just got to hope we get Dylan back. He's a big piece of the puzzle. And, you know, the good thing about Northeastern State is they play all man, so we'll face all man. And you know, hopefully get to work on some of our man offense. You know, so that'll help, you know, even if Dylan is out, at least they play man so we can run some more of that stuff. Because Dylan against the zone, that, you know, he's a killer against the zone, and that's you know, what you need. You need a guy down there ducking in and working that short corner stuff, and we just didn't have that without him in there. And so, you know, we just, again, no, that wasn't the story. It was D-boards.
Yeah, although I did think that part of the offensive trouble stemmed when the Central switched out of the man and went to that 2-3 zone there in the second half.
Yeah, we were scoring at will. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, out of halftime they came out and, or, well, we started beating. We were up 5, and then they went to zone, and then we just, you know, we didn't have that inside presence. And so when you can't go inside out, well, we don't have drivers either because Deshaun's out. And so now you're kind of just passing it around the perimeter, and you know, hopefully you can get a shot at the hoop and go for an O board. And you know, it's something we've got to figure out, though.
All right, well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at nwmissouri.edu.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Want a few pointers? How about these three-pointers? Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Warrensburg, along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey as we wrap things up. Tough afternoon for the Bearcats again in the women's game at Central Missouri 60, Northwest 52. The men lose 60-50. And Matt, going back to that women's game, again, very similar situation to what we saw with the men.
Yeah, both teams struggling scoring the last 5 minutes of the ball game. Playing good defense throughout from start to finish, but struggled scoring the last 5 minutes, and that's what did both teams in.
Well, it was a great start for the women, though.
Yeah, they ended up scoring the first 14 points of the game, held Central scoreless for the first 6 minutes of the game, did build out even to a 16-point lead at one point in the first half, but as we've seen many times here in Warrensburg, no lead is safe.
And mentioned some of the men's finals from this afternoon earlier. Now let's go over the women's finals. Besides the Northwest loss, it was Washburn defeating Lindenwood at Lindenwood, 64-46. It was Truman State getting past Fort Hays State in Kirksville, 57-55. Northeastern State over Missouri Southern, 69-45. And it was Lincoln defeating Missouri Western, 73-66. Up next for both Northwest teams, finally get back at home, and they'll have a few home games coming up. Northeastern State comes in Thursday night.
Yeah, 6 of 9 at home, and It'll be nice to have a bunch of them, you know. I mean, it's been a tough January, but it's over with now, and now they need to take advantage of the opportunities of being at home for the last month of the season.
Bearcats with the loss on the men's side here fall to 13-5 and 6-3. Central Missouri improves to 14-3 and 8-1 in the MIAA. We'll be back with you on Thursday night from Bearcat Arena as Northwest will face Northeastern State. The women's game will tip off at 5:30 and the men at 7:30, while the broadcasts are both beginning at 5:10 with our pregame for the women. Thanks to everyone involved with our broadcast. Matt Gwitter here in Warrensburg and also engineering the Bearcat Radio Network today, Ben Ollie. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Warrensburg.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Ricaro Herzog, REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.